Now more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And back here at Lewis Bobson Field, getting ready for the kickoff tonight there. Bobcats will kick off to Caruthersville. The Tigers won the toss, and they elected to receive. So Bobcats will get the ball to start the second half. And Kale, the leg, Willison getting it teed up out at the 40-yard line. Bobcats wearing the green jerseys with white numbers and the green pants tonight. Caruthersville coming out in the white jerseys with the red numbers and the gray pants. I like that color scheme.
Sure.
And here we go. They got three receivers back deep to receive. And our officials are ready. They're headed to their respective positions here. We get ready for the start of the game. And again, thanks for joining us tonight on the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. Coming up at halftime, we're going to stick around for the Affair Pizza Inn halftime report. And we are about set to go. I'm Red Bull Mike Grace. That man Mike is here alongside. We've got 12 minutes on the clock. Bobcats are in the huddle. And the officials are waiting for the signal to play. And I don't know what they're waiting on. All right, that's the clock is ready. And again, all the officials say they're ready. Here we go. Ball is marked for play. And Kale Willison to tee it up at the 40-yard line. And this district semifinal game is set to get underway. Winner moves on to the district championship game next Friday night. And if the Thayer Bobcats win here tonight, that game will be here at Lewis Bosman Field. Here we go. It's a good high end over end kick. Going to be fielded at about the 24-yard line. Looks like they want to run the Starburst. They go to Cobb. Cobb shakes the tackle and finally gets brought down about the 22-yard line. Good coverage by the Thayer Bobcats on the opening kickoff. And Cobb, the starting running back, Billy Cobb, number 14. And they'll come out with Russell, Devin Russell, as their quarterback, wearing number 2. And it's been one of those seasons where they've rotated lots of different people in and out and changing positions. I mean, it's just kind of been a mess for Caruthersville here in 2020, all due to the COVID. As mentioned earlier, they have four games that they did not play due to the COVID-19 this year. So here they come. Devin Russell, the quarterback, in shotgun. Got a man on his left hip. Now we get, the offensive line moving, and the Thayer Bobcats jumped off sides. So a little bit of trickery to open the game by Caruthersville. They sent the offensive line in motion. Everybody on the left side of the line moved to the right side. And the Thayer Bobcats jumped into the neutral zone. So here we go. It'll be a first down and 5 for Caruthersville. Again, Devin Russell in shotgun formation. He's got Cobb on his left hip. Now they're going to move those linemen over to the far side again. Four wideouts on the play here for Caruthersville. Now they bring a man in motion, and we had two guys in motion. No call. Gibbons going to be the number 10. That is Charles Tillman. And Tillman up into just the line of scrimmage. You'll be actually about a loss of a yard on the play. Bobcats coming in to make the tackle. I believe that was mean Austin Green got in there and cut his feet out from under him. It'll make it a second down and 6 after a one-yard loss for Charles Tillman, number 10, senior. They list him as a wide receiver, and he was the man coming in motion from the far side. He was lined up in the slot. This time, three receivers to the near side for Caruthersville. One to the far side. Russell again in shotgun. He got Cobb again. Or is that somebody else? I'll have to look and see. We're in a spot now where we really can't see that number. And now we get a we got a whistle. We're going to get a timeout call by Caruthersville. So we're just underway. We got a timeout call with 11 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field in just 30 seconds. Thayer Bobcat football brought to you by the Ecom Sports Network.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, head coach Jimmy Jackson of the Caruthersville Tigers didn't like what he saw from his team and that alignment there offensively, and he called that timeout only 50 seconds into the ballgame. It is a second down at about 6 here for Caruthersville.
The water boys didn't even have enough time to fill the water jugs up.
Not yet. And this time they come out and they've got, three receivers going to the right side of the field, one to the near side. Russell can throw a little bit, watch him in the warm-ups. They can throw the football and a lot of speed out there. You're going to have to hang with them if you're the Thayer Bobcats. This time, quarterback is Devin Russell. He's in shotgun. Got a man coming in motion across the front of the formation. Fakes the give to him. Throws it over the middle. Ball is caught by Cobb. Trying to get it loose. He's going to turn up field and get out to about the 30 before he's brought down. That'll be a nice pickup of about, depending on the spot, about, what, about 5 yards on the play.
About
gonna
five,
make it
yeah.
Third down and two. Third down and two here for Caruthersville. And that's just a little quick hitter over the middle to Billy Cobb, their senior wide receiver slash running back. He is lined up in the slot again. And, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to hit those quick hitters and run with the football. Third down and about two here for Caruthersville. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to get a stop. Now Cobb comes to a wing on the far side. Two receivers wide near side. Quarterback Russell is just going to take off. He's hit the line. The big dog Bobby Dale brings him down behind the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a fourth down and about 3 yards to go for Caruthersville. The big dog Bobby Dale making a big play out there on the defense, playing from the nose. Or was that? Actually, it was Zach Jones, number 75. I thought it was 72. It was 75, Zach Jones, who made the play. And Caruthersville lines up like they're going to go for it here.
Well, that's surprising. They were their punter was
yeah,
really
hitting
booting
bomb.
The ball.
And yeah, hitting bomb. Here they
man.
Go, fourth down and two for Caruthersville at their own 30-yard line. This is Russell, the quarterback, going to take off with it again. Going to get hit and drop, but I think he got enough for the first down.
Looks like
he got out to about the 33-yard line. And it'll be a pickup of about 3 yards, which is just enough for the first down for Caruthersville. And we do have a penalty flag down, it looks like, on the far side. Penalty flag going to be face mask against the Bobcats. Oh, that's going to add 5 yards on the end of the play. It looked like it was the incidental face mask, the 5 yard penalty. It'll bring the ball out to the 38 yard line. So about a 3 yard pickup for the quarterback, Devin Russell, and a first down for Caruthersville on the play. It'll be first and 10. Russell again in shotgun. They don't go to the huddle. They line up and call him from the sideline, and their receiver is lined up a yard over the line of scrimmage. Now he backs up, but I don't think he backed up enough. That's going to be offside.
Yep.
And they blow the play dead before it even gets started. And the wide receiver on the near side, Charles Tillman. Number one, he was lined up about a yard, and then he asked the official, and the official told him to back up, and he didn't back up enough.
He was halfway to Walmart.
He was way offside. And now they're going to call it illegal procedure against the Caruthersville Tigers. So that'll back them up five. So it'll be first down and 15. Just underway here, Lewis Bobman Field. 9:35 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats have not had the football yet. Caruthersville's had it for the first 2 minutes and change here. They took the opening kickoff. And again, Russell in shotgun formation. Looks like number seven, Devontae Hamilton, in the backfield with him there. Russell looking to throw the football here, looking over the middle. Now gets some pressure. We got a penalty flag down. Bobcats are giving chase, and Russell, if he gets tackled there, it's going to be a huge loss. Now he just throws this thing away out of midcourt. That should have been an offensive pass interference there on number 20 as he shoved the Thayer Bobcat defensive player down. But we got a penalty flag down in the backfield. Probably going to be a holding call here. And the Thayer Bobcats had five players giving chase to Russell, who just had to heave that thing away, and he did, threw it out of bounds. Well, the penalty looks like it is going to be a hold against Caruthersville. That's going to back him up 10 yards, all the way back to the 21-yard line. So that's going to be first down now and about, well, 10, 20. Well, it looks to be about 27 yards.
A little ways to go.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it'll be 25 because they had a first and 15,
right.
Not 10 more. So
right.
It'll be first and 25 for Caruthersville. And the Thayer Bobcats got great pressure on the quarterback on that little play-action play. Couldn't find anybody open downfield. 9:11 to go here in the first quarter. Russell again in shotgun. Bobcat defense ready to go. Russell is rolling to his left. Now going to pitch it. Got it to the pitch man. He's brought down behind the line. There's a big play right there by
number two
for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Jackson Willison making the defensive play from the right defensive tackle. That'll be a loss of another. Well, actually, he actually picked. No, he didn't. He's inside the 20, back to the 18. Lost about 2 yards on that play. Second down and 29. Now for Caruthersville. The Bobcats getting all kinds of pressure up front. Coach Billy Weber also making some substitutions. Number 20 in for the Thayer Bobcats. And that is Peyton Mills up on the line here. It's the quarterback again getting some pressure. Going to throw this thing deep. This ball is well underthrown. And it is incomplete out around the 50-yard line. Bobcats had double coverage on number 14, Billy Cobb. He went up high to try and bring it down, but Bobcat defense was there, and the ball was thrown over its head. So it'll bring up third down and 29. Now for Caruthersville. Finally get the ball retrieved here. Well, thanks again to your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Steak and Shake in West Plains. Man, a double steak burger and a bowl of chili and some fries would be good right now.
That does sound good.
Miro Towing, Garage and Mobile Service, and Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Third down and 29 for Caruthersville. They haven't got anything done. They did get a first down on their on this drive, but they've gone backwards ever since. Russell again in shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Looking to throw the ball over the middle. Now gets some pressure. Now does throw it. The ball is knocked away, incomplete. What a good defensive play by the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts, number 10. Coverage on number 3, Talon Galladay. And Galladay couldn't bring it in as soon as he got it in his gut. Landry Pitts looked like Deion Sanders knocking that ball away at the last minute. So that'll bring up fourth down and 29. And you would think Caruthersville going to punt the ball here. And looks like they are going to line up punter back deep. That is number 14. That is Cobb, Billy Cobb. And on a fourth and 29, you would think that the fake punt is way out of the question here. The Thayer Bobcats look like they're going to get it in good field position here. Cobb's putting the foot into it. A good high kick. A little bit of a line drive, and then Bobcats drop it. Now Haven picks it up. He's to the 50-yard line looking for some room to run. He's got it. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. One man to beat at the 20, and he's going to get brought down at the 15-yard line. Jace Haven, within an eyelash, had taken that one to the house. It was the punter, Billy Cobb, who brought him down. Cobb staying home and doing his job, and it'll be Bobcat ball first and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Bobcats. Their first possession of the night will start deep in Caruthersville territory after a huge kickoff or a punt return by Jace Haven after he actually muffed the reception. Haven will be the quarterback. It'll be Willison and Jordan Madden and Lane Grimes open up in the backfield. Bobcats with a double tight set. Bobcats in the community first red zone. Haven going to turn, give it to Willison. Willison running over the right tackle, dives inside the 15, down to about the 12-yard line, 3-yard pickup over right tackle for the Thayer Bobcat. That's what they like to do. They like to do that all night long. Willison just ran right through the defender, brought him down at the 12. Second down and 7 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats can get a first down. They get down to the 5-yard line. Again, Bobcats open up here in the full house I backfield. Grimes lined up along with Jordan Madden, and the tailback will be Willison. A little misdirection play here. Willison running over the left side this time. Spins down inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. And he'll pick up about 3 more, make it 3rd down and 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Jackson Willison, both carries to open the ballgame here tonight for Coach Billy Weber and the Thayer Bobcats. 3rd down, and it's a short 4. We've got to get right to the 5-yard line ball at about the 7.5. Haven again up under center. Bobcats 3 backs in the backfield. Double tight set. Haven, long signal count. Takes it. Gives it to Willison. No, he keeps it. Got a man wide open in the end zone, but he throws it underneath to Jesse Wise, who walks into the end zone for the touchdown. Bobcats had 2 receivers wide open in a beautiful ball fake by Jace Haven to Willison. And Haven hits the touchdown pass. It'll be an 8-yard touchdown throw. And with the Bobcats' first possession, they go in for the touchdown. 6:54 to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats will line up here in the swinging gate formation. Will they go for 2 here? Will they go for 1? No. Coach Weber puts up 1 finger. And Cale Willison will come over and attempt the extra point. So Thayer scores their first possession on 3 plays after a huge punt return by Jace Haven. And it was Haven to Jesse White for the touchdown. I mean, 2 players wide open here to kick by. Willison is up and good. Cale Willison knocked it right down the middle of the Thayer Bobcats with a 7-0 lead with 6:54 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
They've got 6:54 to go in the first quarter. There, Bobcats are up early on Caruthersville here. Scores 7-0. It was a 7-yard touchdown pass from Jace Haven to Jesse White, and a beautiful ball fake to Willison. And the entire defense went with the flow of Willison.
Every single one of them.
And Landry Pitts was all wide open in the end zone. Jesse White was wide open at the 2-yard line, and Haven went for the short pass, and it resulted in a touchdown. And KO the leg, Willison hit the extra point. I mean, he nailed it right down the middle. 7-0 Thayer Bobcats with the early lead. Bobcats teeing it up at the 40-yard line. They'll kick it off to Caruthersville again. And kind of like last week, Thayer Bobcats scored a touchdown on three plays on their opening possession. And Caruthersville's had the ball for almost the entire first quarter. Thayer Bobcats, not much time ran off the clock at all before they scored. Of course, that happens when you return the punt down to the 15-yard line. Here's Willison, set to kick it again. Kickoff is going to go to the deep man on the right side. He's out to the 20-yard line, cuts it upfield. Breaks the tackle, and he's gone. This will be a touchdown, Caruthersville. Catch that number. That
number
is
10.
Number 10 with a return of the kickoff for a touchdown, Charles Tillman. He caught that at the 20, and it's an 80-yard touchdown run on the kickoff return. There are no penalty flags down on the field. And Caruthersville, with an extra point now, of tying this game with 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Tillman with an 80-yard touchdown run.
He found the right pocket, and he was gone.
There was a big hole in the middle of the kickoff return for the kickoff cover team. I mean, a huge hole, and he never got touched. And then when he turned on the jets, he was gone. Talk about somebody running a 4.5 40. He ran about a 9-second 80. That was impressive. 6:43 to go. Caruthersville going to go for two here. They're going to run the reverse. Tillman. They got it to Tillman. Tillman trying to get outside. Now stopped, and the Bobcats will bring him down. So the two-point conversion is no good. Good defensive play out there by Landry Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats will maintain a 7-6 lead with 6:43 to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats will receive a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Well, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K Country 95.
Well, 6:43 to go in the ball game. It is now a 7-6 game. Thayer Bobcats with a 1-point lead over Caruthersville. Bobcats scored with 6:54 to go. Haven to White on a 7-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was good. And then the ensuing kickoff is run back for a touchdown by number 10, Charles Tillman, the senior. He took it to the house, an 80-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. The extra point no good on the 2-point try. So the Thayer Bobcats with a 1-point lead here midway through the first quarter. Bobcats getting ready to receive the kick. Bobcats had a huge punt return, and it's kind of like a track meet here so far tonight. I mean, only a touchdown on each side, but it's been big plays.
Special teams is knocking it out of the park on both sides.
Yes, they are. And, of course, you know, there's three parts of a football team. There's the offense, there's the defense, and the special teams. Sometimes we forget how important those special teams are. Number 14 to tee it up, that is Billy Cobb. Kind of Mr. Do-Everything for Caruthersville. He comes to the ball, kicks it long and deep. Going to be fielded by Jordan Madden back at the 10-yard line. Madden coming to the middle, going to hand it off to Haven. Haven then hands it off on the other side. And we've got, that's Haven that's going with the football. And he gets out to about the 33 and came up within just an eyelash of taking that one to the house for a touchdown. We do have a penalty flag down back around the 25-yard line. So we'll see what that's all about. The white hat threw it. And coming to the side judge on the far side. So we're going to see what this is all about. Bobcats running that starburst. Handed off to Pitts. Pitts gave it to Haven. And Haven, I mean, just almost broke that thing for another huge return. Officials still talking about it on the far sideline, and I think they're talking about the handoff. I think they're going to try and say that was an illegal handoff. Mm. And usually the Bobcat coaches talk to the officials before the ball game, and I don't know if they did here tonight, but usually they tell them, hey, here's what we do, and there's not anything illegal about it. But I remember when Thayer started using the starburst, even when Coach Meek was, they're going to pick up this flag. Now, they pick up the flag and say, yep, it's a legal play.
Okay.
So it is a legal play. Well, Thayer's going to have it first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Start the offensive drive here. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame, or the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. First and 10 for Thayer. Bobcats have run three offensive plays, scored a touchdown on their first possession. And they're out there in the full house backfield again. Two fullbacks and the tailback. That is Willison. Bobcat's going to give it to Willison, running left. He cuts to the outside, now cuts it back in, and Willison going to drag a defender all the way out to the 40-yard line. That's a good, hard 6-yard run for Jackson Willison, the Bobcat junior, number 52, making the tackle. That is Jalen Hollywood for Caruthersville. That's right, Jalen Hollywood. What a great football name.
I'm telling you, that's outstanding.
About 6 yards on the play for Jackson Willison. The only Bobcat that's carried the ball in the backfield so far tonight. They're putting Caruthersville, they're lulling them to sleep on Jordan Madden. They're going to give it to Willison again, trying to get to the outside, cuts it up inside, going to be brought down behind the line. That'll be a loss of a yard for Jackson Willison on that play. And a good hard hit out there by Caruthersville, number 10. That was Charles Tillman. So third down and about 6 yards to go now for the Bobcat offense with 5:44 to go in the first quarter. We saw Haven throw it on a third down on the touchdown play earlier. See if they throw it here. Grimes is coming wide to the far side. Jesse White wide to the near side. Haven and shotgun here. Two backs back to protect. Haven takes it, rolling straight backwards. Now going to have to run away from the pressure. Still got pressure. Going to tuck it and run for the first down. Will he make it? Yes, he does. He's up to the 50-yard line and steps out of bounds right there. Jace Haven. That'll be about a 12-yard pickup and a first down. Actually make it 13 as they gave him the ball at the 49-yard line. So a 13-yard pickup for Jace Haven on a third down and about six. Got all kinds of pressure in the backfield. Haven actually had a little bit of time. Don't think he could see anybody open. And then just sprinted for the first down. Boy, it's so nice to have a quarterback that can do that. That is a whole new dimension. Haven in, up under center this time, got a lone setback behind him. That is Jordan Madden. They give it to him. He runs right. He's got 10 yards on the play as he's brought down and out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. That'll be an 11-yard pickup and a first down for Jordan Madden, who had 155 yards on five carries a week ago. That's the first
173.
70. That's right, 173. We had him for 173.
Right.
And that'll be actually a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Bobcats down to the Caruthersville 37-yard line. A good run for Jordan Madden on his first carry of the night. He will be the lone setback again. Bobcats with four wideouts on the field. First and 10 brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Haven up under center. Long signal count. Gives it to Jordan up in the middle again. Madden cuts to the outside. He's to the 30 and down to about the 29-yard line before he's brought down. That one's going to go for about 9 yards for the Thayer Bobcats. The senior, Jordan Madden, he's toting the rock here in the second possession for the Thayer Bobcats. It was all Jackson Willison on the first possession. Second possession, it is Jordan Madden's turn. And Madden, good job, 20 yards on two carries. Second down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. The green and white breaks the huddle. Two receivers wide to the far side. Willison in the slot. Jesse White on the near side. Bobcats with two receivers. Lone setback. That is Madden. They give it to him again. He's got the first down and more. He's to the 20. The stutter step to the 15. 10-5. Touchdown. 28-yard touchdown run. Jordan Madden running over the right side. And the Thayer Bobcats go up by a score of 13-6 here with 4:09 to go in the first quarter. And we got a track meet that has broken out here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. Bobcats will line up. Will they go for two or will they just go for the one here? Coach Billy Weber looks it over and says, nope, we're going to kick it. Let's go for one. 4:09 to play in the first quarter. We've already had three touchdowns in this game. That one, Jordan Madden from, 29 yards out. For the touchdown, Cale the leg Willison on to attempt the extra point. Ball is down, kick is up, and looks like it's right down the middle again. Cale Willison is 2 for 2, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 14-6 over Caruthersville. We've got another kickoff coming up in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, it's still early. 4:09 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have already put two touchdowns on the board. That means another $100 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from Thayer Dental Care. Of course, Dr. Patel and his staff, they donate $100 for every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score all season long. They donate $50 for every touchdown Bobcats score all season long to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So already $100 in the bank for tonight. Thank you, Dr. Patel, and the staff at the Thayer Dental Care. Thayer leads at 14-6 over Crothersville. Still 4 minutes and change to go. Crothersville's only touchdown came on a kickoff return. It was Tillman, Charles Tillman, who took it 80 yards to the house after Thayer had scored the first touchdown with 6:54 to go in the ballgame. And now Thayer just scored their second touchdown. Jordan Madden on a 29-yard scamper over the right side. And will Thayer kick it deep again, or will they squib kick? I think they're going to squib kick this thing. And they do. And the ball's going to be, touch, and the Bobcats have got it.
They're still going.
Bobcats recover. That is Peyton Mills down to the 25, all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Very nice.
Peyton Mills picked that ball out of the air. A Crothersville player touched it, and I think they're going to bring this all the way back. Well, we're going to have to wait and see. The officials are together because the Crothersville touched the ball before it went 10 yards.
Right.
And I think they're going to bring it all the way back. And the ball popped up in the air, and Mills fielded it. So I think the Bobcat coaches are going to ask for an explanation as to why they didn't get the when the ball came out of there. And let's see, is it even going to be Thayer Bobcat ball? They're going to mark it down at the 49. The ball didn't go 10 yards. It will be Thayer Bobcat ball, I believe. Yeah, Crothersville's got their defense. Oh, they got the offense out there. Now they got the defense out there. So they touched it, and then Thayer fielded it, and it comes back to their own 49-yard line. And it may be the fact, and I think that's right, that you cannot advance that ball.
On an onside?
On an onside or on any kick that you recover like that. I don't think you can advance it.
Okay.
So anyway, Thayer will have it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. First down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic.
It was exciting nonetheless.
It was exciting nonetheless. Peyton Mills, you can bet he's still excited out there. Yeah, he's still getting high fives on the sideline. Haven up under center gives the ball to Jordan Madden. Madden breaks to the outside, got a good block on the corner. He could go. He's to the 35-30, 25-20. One man to beat, and they bring him down to the 10-yard line. That is a 31-yard run on a first down play by Jordan Madden. 41 yards. 41 yards on the run for Jordan Madden up the right side. Ball all the way down to the 9-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats. Wow. I mentioned we had a track meet breaking out, and we do.
Yeah.
And so far, the Bobcats are winning it. 3:52 to go in the first quarter. Thayer into the Community First Bank red zone again. First down brought to you by OMC's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats here in the Power I on a first and goal play. They give it to Willison. Willison running left, trying to get to the outside. Now goes backwards. That's the wrong way to go, Jackson. Willison going to be brought down behind the line to mark him, I believe, at about the 12-yard line. That's going to be a loss of about 3 yards on the play for Willison. Should have cut that ball up to the inside. And now got substitution for Thayer. Jackson Willison comes out. And Chris Cray will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll bring up second down and goal to go from about the 14-yard line. Well, second and goal to go. Thayer gets Cray in there. Normally goes in a passing situation. He's in the slot on the left side. And they were working him in the pregame. I wouldn't be surprised they don't throw it to Chris right here. Haven back looking into the end zone. Throws this one. It's going to Cray, and it's way over his head and out of bounds all the way back in the back pylon. So the play is going to stop the clock here. Intended for Chris Cray and overthrew him back into the corner. But a lot of time that time to throw. And mentioned they were throwing the ball to Cray a lot in the pregame warm-ups. I think they want to get the senior more involved in this offense as the season goes on. Of course, he's been starting at safety while Jace Haven was out with the broken shoulder. Haven now in the shotgun. He's got Chris Cray on his left hip to protect. Bobcats with a double wing formation here. Haven rolling to his right, and now just going to tuck this thing and run. And he's up to the 10-yard line, takes on a tackler there, and gets brought down at about the 7. About a 7-yard pickup, and will bring up a third down and goal to go from the 7-yard line. I think if you're a Thayer Bobcats, I'd run that same play they ran last time they had it. Actually, it's going to bring up fourth down. We have fourth down. Yes, it is fourth down with 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Thayer got to score a touchdown on this play. They had it first and goal to go from the 9, and they're about the 7 here. Actually, it looks like about the 7-yard line. Haven up under center. Empty backfield. Three receivers in a bunch on the far side. Now we get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Billy Weber wanted to talk about this. He wanted to get Jackson Willison in the game. So we've got 2:26 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leading Caruthersville 14-6. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, the hometown Thayer Bobcats, with a 14-6 lead over Caruthersville. Thayer called a timeout here before they ran a fourth and goal to go from about the 7-yard line. Bobcats wanted to get Jackson Willison back in the ballgame. And he will line up on the left hip of the Bobcat quarterback, Jace Haven. And now the officials say we're ready to go. Play clock starts. Haven will be in shotgun. Again, Jackson Willison on his left hip. Bobcats with two wideouts on the near side, one on the far side. There's a throw into the end zone. Jordan Madden wide open, makes the catch, touchdown. Jordan Madden in the back of the end zone, wide open on the play, and the Thayer Bobcats have taken a 20-6 lead over the Caruthersville Tigers here on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Jace Haven to Jordan Madden. The second touchdown of the night for Jordan Madden. He scored the last two in a row. And again, a 7-yard touchdown pass. Well, 2 7-yard touchdown passes for Haven tonight. And the Thayer Bobcats will line up and attempt the extra point.
Jesse White scored that first touchdown.
Right, yeah. Jesse White scored the first one. Madden scored the last two.
That's right.
All right, so here we go. Willison on to attempt the extra point. He's 3 for 3 so far. And this one is up, and it's good. Just inside the left upright. Thayer Bobcat now lead it 21-6 over the Caruthersville Tigers. We'll have another kickoff coming up in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Statman Mike tells me that the Thayer Bobcats already 116 yards rushing in the game. They've run for a touchdown. They lead it 21-6. Been all Thayer Bobcats other than that kickoff return for Caruthersville. That's how Caruthersville scored their only touchdown here, was an 80-yard kickoff return. And Jace Haven has thrown the ball efficiently tonight.
Two for three
with a pair of touchdowns.
15 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a pretty good night. And Jordan Madden already in the first quarter with over 70 yards rushing.
89.
Well, that's over 70.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You were correct.
All right, Kale Wilson teeing it up again for the Bobcats at the 40-yard line. Last time Bobcats had it, they squib kicked it and recovered the ball. Caruthersville tried to get on it. The ball popped right up in the air into the hands of Peyton Mills, who actually returned it down to the 20-yard line, but you can't advance on an onside kick like that, or a squib kick. You can't advance it. They're going to kick it along the ground again. And this time, Crothersville will cover it up at the 46-yard line. Nice play there by one of the up men, number 71 for Crothersville, who is not in our program. Not listed in our program, so we can't give him props there, but he's also playing out there on the defensive line. So Crothersville, pretty good field position here at their own 46-yard line. They'll have it first and 10. 2:19 to go in this first quarter. Crothersville looks like they're going to line up with about a dozen wide receivers on the far side. 1, 2, 3, 4 offensive receivers on the far side. Russell in the backfield. In shotgun, looking to throw the football. Now going to tuck it out. He's going to throw it deep. His man is open for a moment and makes the... Oh, he dropped it. Lane Grimes got his hand in there at the last second and knocked that ball away. It was intended for number 10, Charles Tillman. And if that ball would have been thrown a little bit further down the field, he might have scored a touchdown. He had a step on Lane, but the ball a little bit underthrown. He had to slow down to let the ball get to him, and Lane got in there at the last moment, knocked that ball away. Good defensive play by Lane Grimes to recover. It'll be second down and 10 for Crothersville. Number 10 is Tillman. He's the young man who ran that kickoff back for a touchdown. I mean, it was in a flash.
I'm surprised he's not exhausted at this point. He's done everything.
He really has. You got four receivers again and a bunch on the far side. One man to the near side. Russell in shotgun. Takes the snap. Straight back looking to throw. He's looking at Russell again. This time he's going to be sacked. The Bobcats will get the sack. Zach Jones throws him down. The ball comes out. And the Thayer Bobcats, well, they didn't get the recovery. But Zach Jones with a sack on Wilson or Russell all the way back at the 42-yard line. That'll be a loss of 5 yards on the play for Russell. And I mean, Zach Jones looked like a wrestling move. He picked him up and suplexed him.
He did. Some of those Crothersville fans wanted a flag on that.
Just a good hard tackle.
Yeah.
Just a good hard tackle. Crothersville now with a third down and 15. That's a second time Zach Jones has made a tackle for loss here tonight. He'll get credit for a sack on that one. Crothersville seems to be a little bit discombobulated out there offensively now. New players coming in. They're going to have to call a timeout. There's only 2 seconds left on the play clock. Thayer Bobcats lead Crothersville 21-6. Tigers have got it with 3rd and 15 when we come back from this timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, we come out of the timeout. Crothersville wanted to call a timeout here to talk about this. Third down and 15, and they're about to let this game get away from them here, Statman Mike. They really need to convert here, and they're already down 2 touchdowns. You don't want to get down 3 in any football game. I don't care what level. 3 touchdowns is kind of like the, okay, we're done,
right,
threshold. Crothersville's got it here. Third down and about 15 to go. Devin Russell, the quarterback. He's a senior. He's straight back looking to throw out of the shotgun. Gets pressure again. Still got pressure, and mean Austin Green hits him. Doesn't bring him down. He's just going to throw this thing away, and his receiver is open, but he catches it out of bounds. That's a beautiful catch. A one-handed catch there by Billy Cobb, but he was out of bounds, and the Crothersville Tigers will have it now 4th down and 15. We'll see if they're going to punt it away again. I mean, mean Austin Green almost brought Russell down in the backfield.
Twice.
Back there about 10 yards
twice.
Deep.
Yeah.
But he stayed on his feet, showed good escapability. And it brings up a 4th down for Crothersville at their own 42-yard line, and they look like they want to go for this. Nope, now here comes the punter. Cobb will line up in the backfield, down to 15 seconds to go on the play clock. Well, they don't get in a hurry to do anything.
No.
Walk into their positions. Cobb back to kick. He put the foot into it. Bobcats almost got there. Ball is going to be a line drive. Going to be fielded now by Haven. Back around the 15-yard line, trying to get away from the tackler. He does. He's to the 20, 25. Cuts it back into the middle to the 40-yard line. And he's on his way to the 50, to the 40. Cuts it back into the 30. Bends out of a tackle and gets brought down from behind at the 27-yard line. What a run. From the 15 all the way down to the 27-yard line of Caruthersville. The Thayer Bobcats will open up this possession on down in the already in the Community First red zone at the 27-yard line of Caruthersville. I mean, Haven having a field day out there tonight. It'll be first and 10 Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone. First and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic and the Bobcats looking to go up three touchdowns here. Grimes going wide to the far side. Jesse White wide to the near side. Bobcats with slot receivers on both sides. Jordan Madden, the lone setback. And Haven up under center. Fakes the handoff. No, gives it to Jordan Madden. Madden gets tripped up at the line and still manages to fall ahead down to the 22 for a good five-yard run. 5 yards on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll bring up second down and five. Thayer leads it here 21-6. We're down to a minute 17 to go in the first quarter. Haven, hands on his knees. He's got to be wore out after that long run. He's in their quarterback here, second down and five. Bobcats will break the huddle with about 16 seconds to go in the play clock. Down under a minute to play now in the first quarter. Bobcats again, four wideouts on the field. Haven in shotgun this time. He's got Jordan Madden to help. And now Haven's just going to run up the middle. He cuts it into the 15, to the 10, 5, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Touchdown. Now called by the official, Jordan Madden, straight up the gut following Jordan, or excuse me, Jace Haven following Jordan Madden up into the hole and made a beautiful cut at the 10. And that is a 20, what was that? It was a 23-yard touchdown run for the senior quarterback, Jace Haven, for the Thayer Bobcats. And it comes with under a minute to go in the first quarter. It is now 27-6, and we're down to 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Cale, the leg, Willison, on to attempt another extra point. He's 3 for 3 so far. Can he get to 4 for 4? Here, the ball is back, and it's blocked. That ball is blocked. So the kick is blocked by Cobb. Oh, the Bobcats will maintain that 27-6 lead over the Caruthersville Tigers. We'll be back with another kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
The Bobcats lead at 27-6 as we are down under a minute. Matter of fact, we have 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, we're still in the first quarter. Thayer has already scored 4 touchdowns in this game tonight. That one coming on a 23-yard run by Jace Haven. And the extra point was blocked. But it's been all Bobcats here tonight. Haven got the 2 long punt returns. I mean, it's been a track meet here at Lewis Bobman Field. The Bobcats have had the lead in that track meet with the exception of one play, and that was an 80-yard kickoff return for Caruthersville, their only touchdown. Thayer Bobcats with 139 yards rushing in the first quarter alone. Right, the first half, first quarter.
And it's not over.
And the quarter's not over. That's exactly right. We still got 43 seconds to go. Got to think Thayer's going to squib kick this ball again. You don't want to kick it deep to the Caruthersville Tigers, I can tell you that. Especially if you're going to kick it to number 10, right. Charles Tillman, or Billy Cobb, for that matter.
I don't know that I wouldn't just onside it again.
I'm sure they will. They're going to kick this ball right along the ground. And Willison, and this one's not going to go 10 yards, and Caruthersville does come up and field it at the 48. Dangerous play, but that's where Caruthersville will have it in Bobcat territory at the 48-yard line. Number 61 making the play. Ashton Dismukes, a sophomore outside linebacker, makes the play for Caruthersville. Now the Tigers come on the field, first and 10 at the Bobcat 48-yard line. First time Caruthersville's had the ball offensively across the 50-yard line here in the first quarter. They haven't done much on the offensive side of the ball. They've kind of given up on the run and have gone to the air almost exclusively and have not been real successful there either. First and 10, Caruthersville. Russell. Devin Russell still in there at quarterback, number 7 in the backfield with him, Devontae Hamilton. And they're going to give it to Hamilton. No, he keeps it. Now Wilson or Russell looking to throw it, going downfield. This ball is intercepted by Chris Cray at the 12-yard line. They tried to go deep. Ball was underthrown again, and Chris Cray was there to pick it off for the Fayette Bobcats. So the senior with another interception. And I don't know how many he's got this year, but it's been like 7 or 8 now. The senior has been good playing that safety position, and the Thayer Bobcats will take over first and 10 at their own 13-yard line with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Thayer Bobcats with a big play here could score 5 first-quarter touchdowns. We'll see what happens here on the first down play. Again, 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. It'll be Jace Haven bringing the Bobcats to the line of scrimmage. He's got one man behind him. That is Jordan Madden. Fair with wideouts, had a tight end on the far side. Haven now brings a man in motion. That's the wing man. They're going to give it to Madden, running up in the middle, bounces off a tackler. He's out to the 20, cuts it out to the 25, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Another big run for Jordan Madden from the 12 to the 30. That's an 18-yard pickup on first down. And another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Down to 27 seconds to go. I believe Thayer's just going to let this clock run out here. Yeah, they can let the clock run out without being penalized. So we're going to be at the end of the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats, yeah, they're just going to let it run out. So the end of the first quarter play here in the Class 1, District 1 semifinal matchup. Thayer Bobcats lead Caruthersville 27-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight, and hope you're enjoying the live streaming video over on the website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And you can watch the live streaming video of the game, and of course, that's brought to you by Alex and Kylie O'Neill over at RE/MAX Realty in Thayer and Southern Bank in Thayer. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats out to the 28-yard line. That's where they'll have it here. Jordan Madden already over 100 yards rushing in the first quarter for the Thayer Bobcats, who have dominated Caruthersville here. 3 unanswered touchdowns in the first quarter after the kickoff return by Tillman. So it's been all Thayer Bobcats in 112 yards rushing for Jordan Madden in the first half.
157 as a team.
Wow. Bobcats bring a man in motion. That is Willison, and we're going to get a penalty flag coming down while the Bobcat offensive lineman moved a little bit on that play. Oh, it'll be a false start on the Thayer Bobcats. Will back him up 5. So it'll be a first down and 15 now. Ball back to the 23-yard line. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. 24 seconds to go on the play clock. Jesse White wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. They got a man in the slot on both sides. Willison on the right. Now he comes in motion. Lines up on the tight end. And the ball's going to go to Jordan Madden. Run right up the middle. Gets out to the 31-yard line. Well, Madden will pick up 8 yards on the carry. That'll make it a second down and about 8 yards to go. Actually, it looks like second and about 7 for the Thayer Bobcats, who have pretty much been able to do whatever they wanted here tonight. And the one incomplete pass, it was just a ball that was overthrown by Haven. So whether it's throwing the ball or running the ball, it's been all Thayer Bobcats here so far tonight. Playing in a muddy spot on the field right now. Haven in shotgun. Got Jordan Madden on his right hip to protect back there. Second down and seven. Willison comes up again to the tight end. He'll line up there. Ball going to go to Madden. Running up the middle. He breaks it to the outside. He's to the 50. He cuts it back in at the 40 and gets brought down. Jordan Madden never did actually go down, but his knee touched at about the 39-yard line, and that is a 30-yard run for Jordan Madden at another Thayer Bobcat first down. That one brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And Jordan Madden is having a night here tonight. Of course, he had 173 last week, and he's already got almost that much here in the first half.
I got him at 150 even right now.
150 even for Jordan Madden. We've still got 11 minutes to go in the first half. Just underway here in the second quarter. Haven up under center. Got Madden in the backfield behind him. Two wideouts far side, two near side. Haven long signal count. Are you going to give it to Madden? No, Haven's going to keep it, trying to get to the outside. Cuts it again to the outside, looking for the first down marker. He's got it, and he cuts it back in and all the way down to about the 22-yard line. That's going to be a 20-yard run for Chase Haven, the Bobcat quarterback, as he ran option right and kept it. So Haven with a 20-yard run and another Thayer Bobcat first down. And with that ball down now to the 22-yard line, I guess. It's going to be first down, and the Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone again. Jace Haven wore out. I mean, he is absolutely wore out. He comes to the line, getting Bobcats in a full house backfield this time. Grimes, Madden, and Willison the tail. They're going to turn, give it to Grimes running. He steps over a tackler and gets all the way down to near the 10-yard line. That'll be Lane Grimes running right up the middle and made a hurdle of a tackler who was laying on the ground. He gets it down to near the 10-yard line, and he does get the 10 yards on the play. It'll be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. They're right about the, where are they going to mark it? It's going to be a first and 10 from about, that'll be first and goal.
First and goal, yeah.
Yeah, it is inside the 10-yard line, just inside the 10-yard line. So Thayer, again, in the Community First Banking Company red zone, first and goal to go from just barely. No, actually, it's about the 11. It'll be first and 10. First and 10, it looks like to me. 9:52 to go in the first half. Bobcats again lined up in a full house backfield. Give it to Willison, running over the left side, cuts it back in the middle, and gets down to near the 6-yard line on the carry. So it looks like about 5 yards on the play for Jackson Willison. And with 9:34 to go and counting in the first half, Thayer looking to go up even more. They lead it 27-6 right now. And it doesn't seem like whatever the Thayer Bobcats do, Crothersville just doesn't have an answer.
No, they don't.
And that two-headed monster in that Bobcat backfield has just been too much for them here tonight. Second down at about 5 yards to go. This time, lone setback as Jordan Madden. Bobcats give it to him. He breaks the tackle at the line, dives down near the goal line, fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Crothersville, which they're going to call him down before the fumble. It's going to be about a 4-yard pickup and see if it was enough for the first down. The officials are talking about it. And I think they're going to call this down. It was the NFL. They call it down by contact. Madden tried to, now we're going to get an official timeout. I believe they're going to measure for the first down. So it is going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. And the officials looking it over. No, they're not bringing on the chains. They're going to discuss whether or not that was a fumble. No, nope, now the official's going to go get the chain. So they will measure for the first down. So he picked up 5 yards on the play. It's just going to be a matter of did he get enough for the first down. 9:08 to play here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it 27-6, but they're knocking on the door. Ball is right about the 1-yard line. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including Thayer Plant Foods and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, and the Shipwreck Event Center. And it is going to be, is it going to be just shy? A little bit shy. A little bit shy of the first down marker. So Thayer now with a third down and not much. Well, they need about a foot for the first down. And the way they've moved the ball so far tonight, that should not be an issue.
No, it should not.
You wouldn't think. But Crothersville, they're going to load the box up. And you might see Thayer pull it out, a little bootleg, and throw a touchdown pass here. They've got Crothersville loaded up in the box. Bobcats still getting the play in from the sideline. The official just now marking the play clock to start at 25 seconds. 9:08 to go in the first quarter. Coach Bill Weber signaling in the play to Jace Haven. Haven comes into the huddle. Bobcats will break. Plenty of time. 15 seconds still on the play clock. And Bobcats will be in a split back formation here. Jesse White wide to the near side. Grimes wide far side. Haven going to dive. A quarterback sneak, and he's going to get the first down. And he's in for the touchdown. Jace Haven dives in from 1 yard out for the touchdown with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats are now up 33-6.
Right.
33-6 our score. And the extra point to try to come here. Bobcats will line up in the swinging gate. And I got to think they're going to go for one. And they look it over. Haven't seen Coach Weber signal yet. I think they're going to go for the two here. I think he wants to get that 35-point mark. Nope, now they're going to line it up and kick one. All right, so they'll attempt to kick here. Remember last time it was blocked by Cobb. I'll look for him coming over the left side. Cale Willison puts it down. No, it's a fake, and the ball goes to Jordan Madden into the end zone for a two-point conversion. It's
wow.
Good. What a play by the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Madden was lined up on the end. He cut to the middle. Haven hit him, and that'll go as a touchdown pass. Actually, a two-point conversion pass. It'll be a pass completed for 3 yards, and the two-point conversion is good with 8:50 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats lead it now over Caruthersville by a score of 35-6. We'll take a timeout. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats with a huge lead over Caruthersville here in the first half. We've still got 8:50 to go in the first half of the football game. It is 35-6 for the Thayer Bobcats. A touchdown coming on a one-yard quarterback sneak by Jace Haven. And then the 2 points came on a... Bobcats had lined up like they were going to go for one. Jordan Madden broke down behind the line, and Haven, a little shuttle pass... And it goes for the two-point conversion. So Thayer now leading 35-6 over the Caruthersville Tigers. And we've still got 8:50 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats, how many yards?
243 total yards offense.
243 total yards of offense. And Caruthersville with a negative four yards for Caruthersville. It's been a dominating performance. You say, well, how did Caruthersville get on the board? Well, it was an 80-yard touchdown run. Here come the Bobcats. The squib kick again. Going to be fielded. Oh, now the ball is loose on the ground, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. Thayer Bobcats with a squib kick again, and Thayer's recovered at the Caruthersville 45-yard line. It'll be Thayer ball at the 45-yard line of Caruthersville to start this drive. 8:47 to go. They had gone to the squib kick because the one time they kicked it deep, Caruthersville returned it for a touchdown, and you don't want that to happen anymore. So Thayer had gone to the squib kick, and that is the second time that it's been muffed by Caruthersville. And now they move it all the way back to the 46-yard line. So first and 10, Thayer. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Again, hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight here from Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Bobcats going to line up. In a full house backfield here. They're going to give it to Grimes. Grimes gives it to Willison going the other way. He cuts it back up in the middle and gets inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. So Thayer running that little inside reverse, and it picks up about 3 yards. Jackson Willison not having a big night tonight. 17 yards on the ground, but it's been Jordan Madden with 154 in the first half of the game. So Thayer here with a third down and 7. That play may have been to set up something big here. Thayer again line up in the double wing formation with Madden as the fullback. Haven takes the snap. Oh, it's a direct snap to Grimes. Grimes gets to the outside to the 40, to the 30, all the way down and out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. We'll see where they mark him out. They're going to mark him out at the 22, but that's a big run for Lane Grimes running over the left side. Did he pick up 20?
That's what I got him at.
Yeah, right about 20 yards on the play, down to the 22-yard line, and we've got a Caruthersville player who is down on the sidelines. I mean, Thayer went with a direct snap to Grimes, who was right behind the line, and he exploded down the sideline. And Caruthersville has got a player down on the field. Our score 35-6. They're going to tend to the injured player. And while we do, we'll check in over at the Ecom Sports Desk, see if Mike Robertson's got any scores from other games around, Mike. I know Liberty is, at least the last report I had, the Liberty Eagles were beating Springfield Catholic tonight.
And it still are, 18-14 in that one. West Plains 21-0 over McDonald County. Kabul trails Lockwood 7-6, and Hayti leading St. Vincent 10-0.
All right, 10-0 Hayti. And, of course, that's who Thayer would play if they win. Go ahead and win here tonight. Young man injured on the play, was it the quarterback? It was number two injured on the play, Devin Russell, the quarterback. Of course, with only 16 kids on the roster, he's been playing defense as well. I don't think it was Russell that was hurt. No, he is. Yeah, the trainer's out there talking to him.
He is walking up on his own.
So yeah, he's walking off on his own, so maybe he won't be out of there very long. And you don't want anybody to get hurt.
No.
Nobody get hurt, especially a young man, a senior, number two, Devin Russell. And the trainer is talking to him, and I'm sure they'll go over there and work on him a little bit. And I bet he'll be back out there before this one's over.
Absolutely.
8 minutes to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over Caruthersville, 35-6 in a game that's been all Thayer Bobcats here from the outset. Bobcats scored their first touchdown with 6:54 to go on a Jace Haven to Jesse White 7-yard touchdown throw. Then the 80-yard kickoff return for Caruthersville, the only excitement for the Caruthersville fans here tonight. It was 4:09 to go in the first quarter. Madden, a 29-yard touchdown run. Then Haven to Madden for 7 yards on a touchdown pass. And then Haven, a 23-yard touchdown run. And then Haven, a 1-yard touchdown run on the quarterback sneak on a second and goal to go. So here we go, Thayer with it on a first down, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They're at the 22-yard line. We're going to call it the Community First Banking Company or Red Zone. And the Thayer Bobcat JV player is starting to look on like, boys, we're going to get to play again in the second half. 8:06 to go, Haven up under center, lone set back behind him. Double tight set, they hand it up inside, and the play is going to go for nothing. I mean, not even a yard. Cale Willison is stacked up on the inside. Big number, was it 58? Tevin Tillman making the tackle. A big freshman for Caruthersville. Clock running now under 8 minutes to go, down to 7:45. It'll be second down. They're going to call it 11. Actually, a loss of a yard on the play for Willison. Willison's been doing the tough stuff up in the middle. He's going to line up right behind Haven here in the double wing formation. Actually, both the wings move up on the tight end. Haven running the option. He's going to keep it. He's out to the 20, to the 15. Gets it down to the 10, 5. Spins out of a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown. Are they going to give him the touchdown? They should. But I think they're going to mark him down just short at the 1 yard line. That'll be a 21-yard run for Jace Haven running the quarterback option. And it's going to bring up a first and goal to go. Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone with 7:22 to go. In the first quarter, Thayer looking for 42 points here in the first half. They scored 46 in the first half last week against Crystal City. 7:09 to play. First and goal to go at the 1 yard line. I'd give this ball to Jackson Willison. He's been trying to get those tough yards up in the middle. Thayer lines up in a power T formation. Haven's going to turn and just dive and walk into the end zone, actually, for the touchdown, a 1 yard touchdown run. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it by a score of 41-6 with 6:56 to go in the first half. The number three ranked Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed in the Class 1 District 1 tournament, are having their way with Caruthersville here tonight. Bobcats will line up here for the extra point try. Again, 41-6 our score. We've still got just under 7 minutes to go in this first half. Bobcats will line up to attempt the extra point here, but they did the same thing last time, and they went with a shuttle pass to Madden for the two-point conversion. This time, Willison's going to kick it. It's right down the middle. No doubt about that one. That makes it 42-6. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over Caruthersville with 6:56 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Back with another kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Thayer Bobcat Football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats now lead by a score of 42-6 with 6:56 to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick it off to Caruthersville. It was a one-yard Jace Haven touchdown run. After he had gone 23, dove to the end zone, they marked him down at the one-yard line. Thayer Bobcat Football tonight brought to you in part by Thayer Dental Care. And with Thayer Dental Care, we're racking up the money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They donate $50 for every touchdown, and Thayer has scored six of them now, so that's $300 in the first half for St. Jude. Thank you, Dr. Patel, and the staff at the Thayer Dental Clinic. Also helping to bring you the ballgame tonight, the FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, and Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Just some of your Thayer Bobcats supporters here tonight. Well, Kale Willison tees it up at the 40-yard line. Thayer has squib-kicked it ever since the kickoff return, and they're going to kick this one along the ground again, and Caruthersville will recover at the 48-yard line. So far tonight, Caruthersville has gotten nothing done offensively against this Bobcat defense. They've got negative 4 yards of total offense here in the first half.
1 for 7 throwing the football with 5 yards on the one completion.
Wow. Well, Bobcat defense. Looks like getting some fresh jerseys out on the field now for Thayer. Kyron Magnuson is going to be out there on the defensive line. Mikhail Cray will check in on the defensive line. And Peyton Mills up on the defensive line for the Thayer Bobcats. So a fresh front three for the Thayer Bobcats here. The linebackers, the starters are all out there. And the DBs in safety, Chris Cray. And the quarterback, we had a new quarterback in there now for...
No, it's him.
No, it is him. Number two, Russell. Russell trying to run with the football, and he's going to get hit behind the line, and he's going to get smothered back there. Bobcats might have brought a new defensive line, but they still got the job done, and it was led by Mean Austin Green. And company for the Thayer Bobcats, Landon Jordan back there. It'll be a 4-yard loss on the play for the quarterback. That is Devin Russell. I think Mikhail Cray was there also helping out on that play. So big play by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Makes it a second down and practically 15, about 14 and a half. Again, Devin Russell, the quarterback. He was a young man who was hurt on the play a while ago, but he's back out there. He is straight back looking to throw the football. Looking and throws out into the flash. Caught by Cobb. He's to the 50. Cuts it back in to 45 and brought down there by Landon Madden at the 46-yard line. That'll be about a 10-yard pickup on the play, but it's going to be short of the first down. Landon Madden making the tackle on Cobb, number 14, Billy Cobb, another senior for Caruthersville. So third and manageable, looks like about 4.5 yards. Cobb will be on the slot left. They got a wide out on that far side. One back in the backfield to protect. Now number 10 going in motion. That is Tillman. And they'll set him up on the left side. He'll be inside the slot between the tackle and the slot on the left. Another man going in motion. That's number 7, Devontae Hamilton. Now the snap. They fake to give to Hamilton. And quarterback's going to run with it. And Peyton Mills going to bring him down again. Peyton Mills for the Thayer Bobcats makes the stop for a 3-yard loss. It'll bring up 4th down and 7 for the Caruthersville Tigers. Peyton Mills has been impressive when he gets in there to play. Just a sophomore, but boy, is he a good one.
He has been a lot of fun to watch.
Yes, he has. Last few games, he has been outstanding. It's going to bring up 4th down, and Caruthersville will bring on the punter. 4th down is about 7 for the Tigers. They're going to punt it away with 4:55 to go. Bobcats will send Chris Cray and Jordan Madden back deep to receive this kick. Number 75 checking in on the defensive line for Thayer here on the punt team. Are they going to? No, they're going to go for it here. They're going to go for it. Well, you're down 42-6. Might as well. There's the quarterback back looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. And the receiver gets away. And it's a foot race down to the 30, to the 25. Finally knocked out of bounds down around the 22-yard line. That's number 10 again for Caruthersville. Well, you give him the ball in space, and he is a threat. That is Charles Tillman. And I didn't get the yardage there.
About 27 yards.
About 47?
20.
27.
First down, Tiger.
No, more than that. I think it was 37.
37.
Yeah, 37 yards on the completion and a first down for Caruthersville down to the 17-yard line. That's a good play right there. Tillman made a nice catch over the middle, and he is fast, and he's quick. He's in the slot left. And again, Russell in their quarterback. Now they flip the offensive line again. Four offensive linemen on the right side of the center. Oh, which way is the ball going to go? It's going to go that way. They give it to Tillman. Tillman cuts it up to the 15 and brought down there, so Bobcats will stop him. Only about 2 yards on the play. And the Bobcat defense gets the starters back out there on the defensive line. We've got a player down. Just a little bit slow getting up. I believe that's Tillman who carried the ball.
It is.
The trainer going out to take a look at him. The white hat calls off the Caruthersville players who were trying to get him up. Hopefully just a cramp. Tillman is down for Caruthersville. And we got stoppage in play here with 4:17 to go. Tillman gets up. He's going to limp off. Maybe it twisted an ankle. Hope he's okay and can get back out there for Caruthersville. He's an exciting player to watch. But the Bobcats corralled him that time at about the 15-yard line. That'll bring up a second down and 7 for Caruthersville inside the 15 of the Thayer Bobcats. And again, Coach Billy Weber getting the starters back up on that defensive line for Thayer. That would be Big Dog Bobby Dale back up there at the nose. And Jackson Willison playing up on that defensive tackle spot. And Zach Jones, who has been huge here tonight. He's had a couple of big stops for losses, including a quarterback sack here. Well, second down and 7 for Caruthersville. Thayer with all the starters back in on defense here. And Russell in shotgun formation. Got a man on his right hip to protect here. 4 wideouts on the play. Looking left, going to throw this one to the man cutting across the middle. That is Cobby. Or no, that's another. That's Cobb. That's Cobb. He makes the catch. Gets all the way down to about the 4-yard line. That's a nice play right there. Again, picked up 7, about 13 yards. I'm sorry, more than that. Well, from the 17 down inside the 5 to the 4. Well, yeah, about 13 yards on the play. About 13 there on the pass play. Good throw, good catch, and Cobb, another speedster for Caruthersville. Got it down to a first and goal to go from about the 4-yard line for the Tigers. Trying to stop a Bobcat scoring string. Bobcats have reeled off 5 unanswered touchdowns since it was 7-6. Thayer leads it now 42-6. And Caruthersville, oh, they're going to move early, and that'll back them up 5. Left side of the offensive line jumped, and the flag came down while the lineman on the far side, illegal procedure of the call against Caruthersville. Been a relatively clean game, not a whole lot of penalty flags here so far in the first half. We got 3:28 to go. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and the staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home in West Plains, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains. That'll be first and goal to go from about the 8-yard line for Caruthersville. Trying to put a second touchdown on the board. First one for the offense tonight. They've got 3 receivers in a bunch on the far side. And I think you've got to try and get this ball to Cobb again on that play over the middle. They bring Hamilton back into the backfield in motion. They're going to give it to him on a pitch. He's hit behind the line and nowhere to go. Jackson Willison corralled him all the way back at about the 10. Hamilton came all the way back behind the quarterback and then stopped and went the other way. They pitched it to him, and it's going to be a loss of another 3 yards. Jackson Willison with the stop. It is now second and goal to go from the 10-yard line. So Caruthersville, after getting the ball all the way down to the 7, actually down to the 4, going the wrong way. Second and 10 on the play here. Hamilton again in the backfield with the quarterback, Russell. 3 receivers split wide to the wide side of the field. That's the right side, the near side. Russell in shotgun, 5 seconds on the play clock. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Now Bobcats get some pressure, and they're going to bring him down all the way back to the 25-yard line. Jackson Willison and mean Austin Green combined for the sack all the way back at the 25. They're going to give him, it's going to be at the 25-yard line where they mark him down. That's a loss of 15 on the play. It'll be third and goal to go from the 25. Zach Jones was also there helping out on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. So third down and goal to go for Caruthersville from the 25 with a minute 53 to go here in the first half. Don't forget our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up. Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up, and Mike Robertson will have scores from other games going on around the region. District semifinal night in Missouri class football. Here's Russell going to throw the football. This one is going to be knocked away and incomplete down the goal line. Good play down there was Landry Pitts and Jace Haven on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. That was actually Chris Cray, number 7. And the ball was knocked away from the receiver. It'll bring up a fourth down and goal to go from the 25. And if you're Caruthersville, nothing to lose. You got to go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to go for it. Remember, they've got to have a touchdown. Or Thayer's going to get the ball back with a minute and a half to go here in the first half.
Plus, Thayer receives at the beginning of the
second
half.
And Thayer does receive the start of the second half. So, Devin Russell again in shotgun. Four wideouts. Hamilton in the backfield. They fake the hand to Hamilton. And now pressure again. And Russell just have to run with it. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds after about a 2-yard pickup. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to take over at their own 23-yard line after the 2-yard pickup by Devin Russell for Caruthersville. That play just broke down on them early. All the receivers were covered. Bobcats got pressure in the backfield. And it's going to be first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. They trot the offense out onto the field. Big Bobby Dale, the big dog, goes out there. So Thayer stops Caruthersville. They had a first and goal to go at the 4-yard line, and Thayer Bobcats managed to get the stop. Kyron Magnuson checks in here. He'll probably play a little tight end for the Thayer Bobcats. Landon Madden comes out. Mean Austin Green, and who else out there? Number 22, Griffin Willison. They only play on the defensive side most of the time. So first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Now Kyron Magnuson comes back off. Landry Pitts will stay in at tight end. Bobcats looking to signal the play in here. We're down to a minute and 21 seconds to go in the first half. Your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report is coming up. Bobcats break the huddle with 17 seconds on the play clock. Grimes coming wide to the near side. Bobcats haven't thrown one laneway so far tonight. Haven in shotgun, turns, spins the ball, gives it to Willison. Willison running up into the middle. Willison just likes contact.
Yeah.
That time he had an opening to the left, and he ran right into the defender there. Pickup of about 2.5 yards on the play. 2-yard pickup, make a second down and 8. For the Thayer Bobcats, we're down to a minute 3 to go. Thayer with an opportunity here to run probably one more play. And then you think they'll run out the clock and get to the locker room. Thayer will have the ball to start the second half. 42-6, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Haven breaks the huddle and will be up under center. Got Jordan Madden behind him. Turn, gives it to Madden right up in the middle. Madden a little stutter step at the line. He gets hit and dropped right on the line of scrimmage. And a rare stop there for Caruthersville of Jordan Madden. No gain on the play, so Jordan still 154 yards on 10 carries tonight. Wow. Another big night for Jordan, who had 173 last week in the first half. Didn't carry the ball in the second half as the Thayer Bobcats had the turbo clock and played the JV the entire second half last week. Will they do that again tonight? They will have the turbo clock on to start the second half of the game. 42-6 is our score, and the Bobcats just going to let the clock run out here.
Yep.
We're down to 3 seconds, and there's the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half. Thayer Bobcats lead Caruthersville by a score of 42-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And, of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, to leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And welcome to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. Thayer leads Caruthersville here in the Class 1 District 1 semifinal. 42-6 is your score. Bobcats got off on their first possession of the night. Caruthersville took the ball to open the game. Bobcats stopped them, forced them to punt. Thayer took over and didn't take long to score. Three plays, they were into the end zone. Jace Haven, a 7-yard touchdown pass to Jesse White. Thayer led 7-0 as Cale Willison hit the extra point. And then the ensuing kickoff was returned for a touchdown by Caruthersville. Their only touchdown of the half. It was Tillman, that is number 10, Charles Tillman, went 80 yards untouched for the touchdown. That made it 7-6 as the extra point try was no good for Caruthersville. Thayer got the ball back, and again, it was Jordan Madden who had a big first half. Madden went 29 yards on the ground for a touchdown run with 4:09 to go in the first quarter. Thayer led 14-6, and the Bobcats were off and running. They increased that lead to 21-6 on a Jace Haven 7-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Madden. And then another Jace Haven touchdown run came with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter, a 23-yard run. Haven dove into the end zone 27-6 as the Bobcats missed the extra point. That's where we stood at the end of the first quarter. Bobcats only scoring two touchdowns in the second quarter, but we had a lot of excitement, a lot of big plays. Thayer got Jace Haven on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Two-point conversion was good. So Bobcats ran a little trickery, and Haven hit Jordan Madden with a shuttle pass over the middle. Very Patrick Mahomes looking.
Very much so.
And the two-point conversion was good, made it 35-6 at that point. That was with 8:50 to go in the first half. Then with 6:56 to go in the half, Haven dives in on a 1-yard touchdown run. That made it 42-6 as Willison hit the extra point. So Thayer Bobcats clicking on all cylinders here, Statman Mike, as the offense has been really good, running the football, throwing the football. The defense has been outstanding. And aside from that one little mishap on the kickoff return, been all Thayer Bobcats.
Yeah, and you said it earlier, they've had no answer for this Thayer Bobcat offense at all.
None.
And so,
and Thayer Bobcat, and the issue now is staying focused
sure.
in the second half. Staying sure. focused in the second half. Because, folks, this is the Caruthersville team, as we saw in the kickoff return. They can score. They get the right guy the ball in space. And we saw a couple of big plays there late in the half where they got the ball to Cobb or they got it to Tillman. And they made some big plays. So I wouldn't get too comfortable, even with a 42-6 lead, because
sure.
The only thing, and the real downside for Caruthersville, Thayer's going to get the ball. Mm-hmm. So, and you know they're going to run a lot of time off the clock. So they may not get enough possessions in the second half.
Right.
Because if things stay the way they are, the turbo clock will be running. But yeah, they can still make a game of it. So, folks, don't go away just yet. This one is far from over. All right, you're listening to Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We'll take a timeout here. Back with more in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Barton Clothing, Pet Supplies, Farm and Household too. Fencing, Automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select by designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, West Plains, Mount Grove and Thayer. Member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back at halftime here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. The Thayer Bobcats with a 42-6 lead over the Caruthersville Tigers here in the Class 1 District 1 semifinals. Take a look at the individual and first half stats for you here. In the first half, Thayer Bobcats with 307 total yards of offense. They have rushed the ball 28 times for 289 yards. That's right, 289 yards on the ground tonight in the first half. And the Bobcats are 3-for-4 throwing the football for 18 yards. Bobcats leading ball carrier in the first half, Jordan Madden. Jordan with 154 yards on 10 carries in the first half. 19 yards for Jackson Willison on 9 carries. It's been tough going for Jackson tonight. Jace Haven, 86 yards on 7 carries. And Lane Grimes has come in, carried the ball twice for a total of 30 yards. And again, Haven tonight 3-for-4 throwing the football for 18 yards. He also has passed for three touchdowns in the first half of the football game. So very efficient. 3-for-4. All three completions have been for touchdowns. Over on the other side for Caruthersville, just not much happening for their offense. 12 rushes for a negative 33 yards. They are 4-of-11 passing the ball for 65. 32 total yards of offense for Caruthersville here in the first half. And remember, their one touchdown was by their special team, like 80-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. Russell, their quarterback, has carried the ball 7 times for a negative 24 yards. Tillman carried it out of the backfield 4 times for a negative 4, and Hamilton carried it 1 time for a negative 5. Thayer Bobcat defense has been really good here tonight. They did have a little bit of success throwing the football. Right? And again, the quarterback, Russell, 4-for-11 for 65 yards, and again, 32 total yards of offense for Caruthersville here in the first half of the game. You're listening to the Thayer Pete's Inn Halftime Report. We're going to take a break here, and we'll get to Mike Robertson. He will get us some of the scores from other games going on around the region. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field here in about 5 minutes with your second half. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
All right, good evening again. I'm Mike Robertson here. This is your Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I want to update you on some scores from around the area. Of course, here, if you're just joining us, their Bobcats with a big lead over Caruthersville, 42-6 at the half. Been unable to get the score from the other half of the Class 1 District 1 tournament, St. Vincent and Haytie. So far, if anybody knows that, give me a call and tell me the score, because I have been unable to get that so far. Class 4 District 5 semifinals. The top-seeded West Plains Zizzers in control. They lead McDonald County at the half 21-0. Second-seeded Carl Junction leading Hillcrest 36-0. In Class 1 District 4, Kabul trailing Lockwood at the half 21-6. Other half of that district, Marionville leading Pierce City 8-0. Class 2 District 3, Liberty Eagles trying to pull the upset. They lead top-seeded Springfield Catholic 26-14 at the half. And Fairgrove trying to pull an upset also. They lead Forsyth 21-14. In the Class 3 District 5 semifinals, Mountain Grove leading second-seeded Ava 21-8. And Buffalo, the number one seed, leading Osage 28-12. In Arkansas, a regular season finale for many of our Arkansas teams tonight. The Highland Rebels right now trailing Pocahontas 32-0. Melbourne leads Mountain View 30-8. Little Rock Parkview leading Mountain Home 17-7. Truman leading Cave City 14-7. Hoxie leads Walnut Ridge 21-8. Batesville leads Valley View 24-10. We do have some finals in high school basketball from earlier. And senior girls action, Mammoth Spring lost to Rosebud 48-38. Senior boys, it was Mammoth Spring with a win 59-48. Also, the Viola Longhorns improved to 5-0 on the season. They beat Rural Special 86-8, had five players score in double figures in that game. So congratulations to the Longhorns. All right, that's the scores from around the area. We'll keep you updated on those throughout the evening here at the Ecom Sports Desk. We'll continue with more from Lewis Bosman Field with Mike and Statman Mike in just a few minutes on your Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
It's like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foray.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are REMAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. REMAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new REMAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And before we send it back to Mike and Statman Mike, we just got a score update. Haiti and St. Vincent in a good one, 22-21. Haiti leading by one at halftime.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Great job there, Mike Robertson, at the sports desk. And you're listening, of course, to the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Well, 22-21, Haiti with a lead over St. Vincent. Good ball game going on there. Here, the Thayer Bobcats are dominating Caruthersville. It is 42-6. You know, as I was listening to those scores of the other games around, Mike, Liberty Eagles lead Springfield Catholic at the half. And, Mike, I didn't hear on the Ava Mountain Grove game, but to my point, it doesn't matter. But the Kabul Bulldogs were winning in their game.
No, Kabul is losing, Mike.
Oh, they're losing. I'm sorry. Okay, and then, of course, Salem Tigers are also playing tonight, and I didn't hear anything there. But the Thayer or the SCA may very well have four teams playing for district championships next Friday night, if things hold. So that's pretty impressive for a conference.
Yeah, the Salem Tigers are losing 21-0 to St. Clair.
St. Clair over them. All right. So anyway, well, we still got Ava and Liberty, who have got leads in their game so far. And again, I didn't hear what Ava and Mountain Grove are doing.
I'm sorry, Mountain Grove is leading Ava 21-8.
Oh, okay, 21-8, Mountain Grove. I actually predicted that earlier today that Mountain Grove might win that game. All right, so there we go. So the SCA having another good night tonight. All right, we have about a minute and 40-something seconds left here in the halftime. Thayer Bobcats back out on the field taking their warm-ups, and Caruthersville doing the same on the far sideline. Again, 42-6 is our score here at the half. Thayer Bobcats with lead. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, and they include Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman and Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent, and Thayer and Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Legacy Auto Body and Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark and Thayer, Miro Towing, Garage and Mobile Service Truck and Thayer, and the Steak and Shake in West Plains. Folks seem to be having a good time out here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. Great music entertaining the crowd here at halftime. And normally the Thayer Bobcat Band would have made an appearance here at the half and at the pregame, but the band director is ill, not able to be here tonight, so no Bobcat Band. That's all we missed here tonight from having just a great Thayer Bobcat experience out of Lewis Bosman Field. And folks, if the score holds and the Thayer Bobcats move to the district championship next Friday night, it's right here at Lewis Bosman Field. Doesn't matter what happens with Haiti and St. Vincent. Whoever wins that game eventually will come here for the district championship. And we need a huge crowd next Friday night for the district title game here at Lewis Bosman. If the score holds in the second half, and you never want to put the cart before the horse, because this is a very explosive Caruthersville football team. Thayer Bobcats going to get the ball to start the second half with a 42-6 lead. We're going to take, well, we are not going to take a break. Both teams are getting ready to head back out on the field. I hope you've enjoyed our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report this evening. And by the way, I need to give a shout-out to Statman Adam.
Yeah.
Who is actually on his way back from New Orleans, where he'd been working the high lines after the hurricane. And don't know if he'll be back with us next week or if it'll be you.
I'm not sure.
It may be both.
Yeah.
Another headset for in the booth next
have
week.
To knock the wall down, make the booth bigger.
Yeah, we'll have to have some more room. All right, so Thayer Bobcats will be receiving this kick. You know, we've had a huge punt return tonight. Could we get a huge kickoff return? Bobcats have only received one, and it was a pretty big return.
It was
a pretty big return. So let's see what happens here. It'll be Landon Madden, Jace Haven, and Jordan Madden going back deep to receive for the Thayer Bobcats. And it'll be Jesse White, Landry Pitts, and Lane Grimes, the up men. And, yeah, they got to flip the ends of the field. Bobcats were lining up on the wrong end. So we're getting ready to go here. Second half action from Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, the Class 1, District 1 semifinals. And, again, Thayer with the lead at half, 42-6. By the way, in that Liberty ball game, Mike, I did hear that Liberty actually returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Anybody that follows SCA Sports or Liberty Eagle Sports, you know that, boy, when that team gets rolling,
yeah,
it's just
absolutely
a snowball effect, and they are maintaining that lead there at the half over Springfield Catholic. So, still a lot of football to play here on a Friday night, and the weather couldn't be better.
And over the years, that Springfield Catholic program has stopped many a good Thayer Bobcat teams.
Yes, they have.
In especially, district play.
Especially back there in the late 90s.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's going to be a short kick. We'll be taken by the Thayer Bobcats up. Man, that's Jesse White. And he returns it back to the 50-yard line. So Caruthersville tried a little trickery there. They just kind of pushed that thing up in the air, and Jesse White came up, the wide receiver, caught it in the air and turns it out to the 50-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats are going to have it, first and 10. Bobcats will start the second half with the starters on the field. And I mentioned a moment ago while we were talking at half, I think if you're Coach Billy Weber, you got to leave your starters out there. Last week, of course, the starter didn't play at all in the second half. And I think this week, I think you got to leave those guys out there for a while.
And we saw Bobby Dale on our way in today, and he
wanted to play second half.
He did.
Yeah, he wanted to play second half.
Getting his wish so far.
Jace Haven at quarterback. Bobcats in the huddle. 14 seconds to go on the play clock. Just underway here in the second half. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats come out in a lone setback. Two tight ends, double wide set. They fake it. Now give it to Willison. Willison gets hit in the backfield, gets away from that tackle, and gets right back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it. Been a tough night for Jackson Willison trying to run the ball tonight. He's tackled by his counterpart, number two, Devin Russell, a quarterback and linebacker for the Caruthersville Tigers. Been a rough season for Caruthersville. They had high expectations coming into the season. Matter of fact, when they did the district restructuring and we saw Thayer going east, and they got put in the same district with St. Vincent and then Hayti and then Caruthersville, and it was like, oh my goodness, what a district. Second down and 10. Haven up under center here at the 50-yard line. Got a man going in motion. Now we got a penalty flag thrown by the side judge on the far side. So we'll see what this is. Usually means illegal procedure, and it is going to be called against the Thayer Bobcats. So Bobcats stumbling a little bit here out of the blocks in the second half. Ball goes back to the 45-yard line. Like I said earlier, can never get too comfortable out there. This is a Caruthersville team that could score in a hurry. Well, second and 15 for the Bobcats. They're wearing the green tonight with the white trim. Just underway in the second half. Second and 15 from their own 45. Haven this time in shotgun formations. Got, looks like Jordan Madden back there with him to protect. Willison comes to the tight end, stops. They give it to Jordan Madden. Jordan cuts it to the outside, got a block. He's to the 45 and 40. Down the sideline to the 30. Cuts it back in to the 25. Finally brought down at the 19-yard line. 10, 20, 31 yards on the run for Jordan Madden. Running over the right side. Boy, Jordan is having a night. That puts him at 185 yards rushing on 11 carries. 185 on 11 carries. He carried it right down into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Thayer Bobcats with it. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. And again, another big run for Jordan Madden.
That's a good night on any field.
That's a good night anywhere at any level of football. First and 10, Bobcats break the huddle. Down to 13 seconds to play on the play clock. Now they break the huddle with 11. Jesse White going wide to the far side. Bobcats with two receivers on the near side. Madden, the lone step back behind Haven under center. Long signal count. Fake to give to Madden. No, they gave it to him. This time running left. Cuts it back inside the 15. Excuse me, got it down to about the 13-yard line. And that'll be a 6-yard pickup for Jordan Madden. Running over the left side that time for Thayer. Jordan likes to run right. That time he took it left and picked up 6. Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a second down. And trying to add another touchdown. Already have scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns tonight. and looking for number 7. Haven again up under center. Madden the lone setback. Two wide outs to either side. They give it to Madden again. Run up in the middle. Runs into a blocker. And then fights that off and gets all the way down to about the 8-yard line. It'll be a first down on a 5-yard run for Jordan Madden. Again, running right up the gut. He ran right into the back of the big dog, Bobby Dale, who managed to push the tackler down to inside the 10 for the first down. So Thayer now with a first and goal to go. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. First and goal from the 8-yard line. They are trying to get a quick score here to start this second half and reestablish dominance in this game. Madden, the lone setback again. No one's tied in on the near side or on the far side for Thayer. They give it to Madden, running up in the middle. Again, runs into the pack. Gets out of the pack, comes around to the right end, and powers it down to the 5-yard line. That'll be about a 3-yard run, but an impressive 3-yard run for Jordan Madden. He took that thing up into the middle, ran into a cluster of offensive and defensive linemen, and he just rolled off of it, managed to pick up 3 yards running around the right end. So it'll be third or second down and goal to go here from the 5-yard line. Thayer looking to put 48 on the board tonight, maybe 49 with the extra point. Haven again up under center. Bobcats with a single wing, and they're going to give it to Grimes, running over the right side. Touchdown! Lane Grimes on a 5-yard touchdown run. Grimes, and now we're going to get a penalty flag coming down after the play. A penalty flag goes flying in the air by the side judge on the far side after the play was over. But it'll be a 5-yard touchdown run for Lane Grimes, and now the Bobcats looking to get the kicking team on, or at least the extra point team. Grimes was the wing on the far side. He came behind to play, and he went into the end zone. We get an unsportsmanlike conduct called on Caruthersville and an ejection. One of the Caruthersville players is going to be ejected from the game for what was apparently a late hit. I mean, it came way after the play. And I believe it was number 2, the starting quarterback for Caruthersville, he's being led to the sidelines. Yeah. Number 2, Devin Russell, has been ejected from this game for a late hit and an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And the Whitehead going to go over and talk to Coach Jimmy Jackson over there, tell him just exactly what he did. And, boy, that's a blow for Caruthersville.
Yeah.
That's a blow for Caruthersville. Coach Jackson just stands there. And Russell will go over, take his helmet off, and his night and his high school football career is, for all effects, over. Because even if they were to come back and win this game, he can't play next week.
Right.
After being ejected from the game. So we'll have to see who's going to go in at quarterback for Caruthersville. And the official's coming over, and now we'll signal the penalty will go on the kickoff where it'll be assessed. Well, Thayer will be kicking it off from the Caruthersville 45-yard line. Thayer's in the swinging gate here. Thing has rolled to a stop here with 6:37 to go in the third quarter. We are playing under the turbo clock. And again, the ejection of Devin Russell. I didn't see what happened, but apparently it was a late hit way after the play. Oh, Kale Willison comes on, and the leg trying to hit another one. Oh, and it's a bad snap. Haven picks it up, throws it into the end zone. It's caught. Lane Grimes with a 2-point conversion. So the Bobcats with a busted play, they ran the fire drill, and Lane Grimes was wide open in the end zone. Haven hit him right in the numbers. So the Thayer Bobcats, another 8 points on the board thanks to Lane Grimes, a 5-yard touchdown run, and then catches the 2-point conversion. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 50-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace
anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
I want to say thanks again to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Shipwreck Event Center, and Penny Lane Accounting. All helping to boost the Bobcats here tonight. Thayer going to kick off from the Caruthersville 45-yard line after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty called on Caruthersville. Well, Thayer probably going to go ahead and kick this one deep. Thayer Bobcats now with a 50-6 lead after the 5-yard touchdown run by Lane Grimes, and he also caught the 2-point conversion pass on a busted play.
Caruthersville did have 3 quarterbacks listed in the
They'll bring another one in there. Probably, I would guess, is, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I would guess maybe the junior Seth Jones, but we'll see what happens. Maybe Cobb. And here goes. Bobcat's going to kick it off, and they're going to kick it along the ground again. Going to be, well, finally fielded by Caruthersville. Then they drop it. Ball carrier picks it up, gets hit once, twice, and it's going to be brought down back and around the
10-yard line.
Yeah, about the 10 yards, about the 11, I think they'll mark him down. But anyway, long field ahead for the Caruthersville Tigers. We're playing under the turbo clock here. We're down to 6:20 to play in the football game. And this thing will be over in a heartbeat, folks. Stay tuned after the ball game. We'll have your post-game report. Of course, the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman in Thayer. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk with Coach Billy Weber on the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman in West Plains. All right, 1st and 10, Caruthersville. New quarterback is who? I'm going to catch the number out there.
Number three.
Yep, that is Tylan Galladay. Galladay straight back, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. It is caught by Tillman. Oh. And then it's knocked away and picked up by Chris Craig. Bobcats have got the ball back, and yet they're going to call it an incomplete pass. Oh, boy, Tillman had it in his hands, and the Bobcats knocked it out of there. And a good thing they did, or he might have went for another touchdown. Anyway, it'll be 2nd down and 10 after the pass goes incomplete. Chris Craig thought he was going to have a chance at another big return. He'd already got an interception tonight. He would have loved to have picked up that fumble recovery.
Yeah, he picked that up in full stride.
Yes, he did. Sarah Bobcats getting some more subs in there. Kyron Magnuson, Mikhail Cray up there on the defensive line for the Bobcats now. The big dog Bobby Dale getting a little extra rest over on the sideline for the Thayer Bobcats.
Whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, 2nd down and 10 for Caruthersville. We're down to 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Again, number 3, Galladay in there at quarterback. Straight back, and he's just looking to wing it again. He sidearms this one way out to the middle. Ball that's going to be almost intercepted again by Chris Craig. Lane Grimes was there, too, and I think one of them knocked it away from the other one. It was intended for Tillman out around the 42-yard line. And apparently that's what Caruthersville is going to here. They're just going to heave this thing down the field.
Telling Tillman to take off and put it in the air.
Yep. And now big Zach Jones comes off the field. Also, Griffin Willison. So Coach Billy Weber getting some more subs in there on the defense for the Thayer Bobcats. And they got the pass cover guys still in there because Caruthersville, they're just going to throw this thing. They're just going to throw bombs.
Yeah.
3rd down and 10 from their own 11-yard line. Down 50-6. Why not? Galladay. Straight back looking to throw. Gets some pressure. He dumps it over the middle. That is Cobb. Cobb looking for the first down. Now turns it vertical. And gets up to the 20. He'll get the first down. It's going to be swarmed under. And the Bobcats pick up the fumble. Jace Haven takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. Cobb fumbled the football at the 20-yard line. Picked up by Jace Haven, who turns it into a touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. That makes it 56-6 with 3:49 to play in the third quarter. Jace Haven was in on the tackle. The ball popped out. Haven scooped it up and rambled untouched into the end zone. 20-yard fumble recovery for Haven and another Thayer Bobcat touchdown. They're getting set to kick the extra point here. They'll line it up in standard extra point formation. And Willison will be called on to kick here. 56-6. I thought the Bobcats had a really good chance, better than average chance to win this game, but I didn't think it'd be like this. The snap back. Ball is up, and the kick is good. Willison hits the extra point, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 57-6 over the Caruthersville Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back Well, the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have scored seven touchdowns on the offensive side. Why not score one with the defensive side?
Right.
Jace Haven scoops up a fumble and goes 20 yards for a Thayer Bobcat touchdown. Extra point good. Thayer leads it now 57-6 over the Caruthersville Tigers. As with 3:49 to go, we're playing under the turbo clock. Thayer Bobcats again with the huge lead, and it looks like they'll move on to the district championship game next Friday night. They'll be right here at Lewis Bosman Field. And I don't know, Mike, have you had an update there on the other game?
No, still 22-21. Hey, Ty.
All right. Cale Willison tees it up. His legs got to be getting tired. He has kicked the ball a bunch tonight. Again, he's going to kick it right along the ground, kick it hard. Fielded by Haytie. That is Cobb. Cobb going right up the middle to about the 42-yard line. Bobcats tackle in there. And Caruthersville's got it, first and 10. Bobcats send the defense back out on the field. And again for Thayer, still a lot of the starters out there on defense. They're playing some subs up on the defensive line. And some of those guys don't want to come off the field, but they will now. they want to stay out there and play. Bobcats still have the, well, now Jordan Madden comes out, so they got some subs in there, linebacker as well. Here comes Caruthersville. Again, their starting quarterback, Devin Russell, ejected from the game on an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And a sophomore, Galladay, is in there. So far, all he's done is throw it. They straight back looking to throw it again. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. And then the ball is knocked away. What a hit by the Thayer Bobcats. Griffin Willison, number 22. He hit number 6 right in the numbers. That is Abion Martin. Martin. M-O-T-T-O-N. I mean, he got hammered. That's probably going to get your Hitman Award week for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, that was a stick right there. Knocked the ball out of there. It'll be second down and 10 to go now for Caruthersville.
That was like something off a video game.
Yeah, it looked that way. Second down and 10, Caruthersville. Galladay calls the play. They got three receivers on the near side, one on the far side. Galladay straight back looking to throw out of the shotgun. Going to heave this thing down the field, and it's going to be intercepted by Cray.
There he is.
His second one of the night down at the 24-yard line. Chris Cray with his second interception of the night. We do have a penalty flag back around the 40-yard line, but I think this will be a penalty on Caruthersville. Yeah, holding on Caruthersville, and this one is declined. Thayer Bobcats going to take the football, and there goes the JV offense for the Thayer Bobcats. A JV offense trotting out onto the field, so Thayer officially going to get the starters off offensively here. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to advance. We still got a quarter to play.
We got a whole quarter, yeah.
But when you get the JV out there, things start to look your way. First and 10, Thayer. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer got it at the 25-yard line up to the second interception of the night for Chris Craig. Minute 17 and counting to go in the third quarter. It'll be number... look at who is the quarterback. Bobcats with two behind the line of scrimmage.
Number 8.
Yeah, it looks like that would be the case. Caden Cobb, number 8, in there at quarterback. Up under center, split backfield behind him. He'll give the ball right up the middle. It's fumbled and looks like it's recovered by Caruthersville. That is Cobb, and he's going to go for a touchdown. Cobb into the end zone for the touchdown for Caruthersville with 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. So the Bobcats fumble the football. I think it was Spencer, number 1, fumbles it. Caruthersville came out of there with it and returns it for a touchdown. So Caruthersville with their second touchdown of the night. And again, this one comes with 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. So fumble recovery by Cobb. And he goes in for the touchdown. That'll be about a 25-yard fumble recovery for the TD. And they'll line up, and it looks like they're going to go for two, or they're going to kick. Now they're going to go for
two. Looks like they're going for it.
Going to go for two here on the extra point. They went for two first time, and the Bobcats stopped them. And Galladay in there, quarterback again. Looking to throw. Now scrambling to his right. Now throws it over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Knocked away by the defense. Good play out there. Looked like Griffin Willison maybe. And the two-point conversion is no good. And that'll make it 57-12. There, Bobcats with lead as we count down the final few seconds of this third quarter. And let's take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, we're down to 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead Caruthersville here 57-12 after a fumble recovery by Cobb, and he managed to fight off some tacklers. It was an impressive run.
Yeah.
But he went into the end zone for the touchdown, and might want to mention that is with the Thayer JV offense on the field. And Caruthersville, they don't have any choice. They've got their starters out there. I mean, that's all they've got.
Right.
They only dressed 16 kids here tonight. And I think most of them have played on and off, you know, on different sides of the ball throughout the evening. But, yeah, they've got, I think that's counted eight seniors on this team. Eight of the 16 players out there are seniors for Caruthersville. So they've got to be seeing the writing on the wall that their high school football careers are about to come to a close here in about another 9 minutes. We are under the turbo clock with 47 seconds to go. Clock will start.
Still not in any kind of a hurry.
No, they're really not. Yeah, taking their time. They still don't have the kickoff return team on the field. Now here they come. And looks like they had to replace somebody to replace Russell, who got ejected. So, okay, are you ready now? All right, here we go. Cobb to kick it off. Going to be an onside kick attempt. Ball's going to be recovered by the Thayer Bobcats at the 40 or 50-yard line. Oh, the Bobcat JV offense back out on the field. And number 33 sprinting out there. That is Dalton Paulette. Number 67 getting in the game tonight, Weston Rogers. Number 17 will be back there in the backfield. That is Eric Seimer. Number 13 out there, Rowan Spencer. Number one, Mark Spencer, probably will be in the backfield. He is. Caden Combe will be a quarterback on a first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. This will be the final play of our third quarter. Bobcats in split back veer, double wide set. Caden Combe now gets his lineman lined up. Down to 13 seconds on the play clock. And down to 5 seconds on the game clock. Thayer up under center. They'll get it off. Combe going to hand it off. No, he's going to keep it. Trying to run over the right side. Going to be stacked up by number 14. That is Cobb. And he'll be tackled for a loss of about 2 yards on the play. Caden Combe, just a little quarterback sweep to the right side, running the option. And Combe will lose 2 yards on the play. And that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Our score, 10-3. Thayer, 57. Caruthersville, 12. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here at the into the third quarter. First play of the fourth quarter coming up. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over Caruthersville, 57-12. Thayer Bobcats with a JV offense out on the field right now. And it's second down at about 12, and they finally got the chain set up right, but now the ball is in the wrong place. And according to the marker on the far side, it's second and 12. According to where the ball's at, it's second and 11.
Yeah.
Now they're going to move the marker on the far side. Anyway, they just got word the Liberty Eagles now up 32-14 at the end of the third over Springfield Catholic, the number one seed in that district. Come the Bobcats on the play. They give it to Mark Spencer. Spencer runs it up and down to the 45-yard line. That'll be a nice six-yard run for Mark Spencer. And we get another Caruthersville Tiger shaking up on the play, number 54. Shaking up, but and is he going to move off or is he going to stay on? I think he's asking to get off the field. Now he's just adjusting his shoulder pad. He's going to be all right. All right, third down and about five here for the Thayer Bobcats. That was a nice run by Mark Spencer, a freshman. A lot of high hopes on that young man. If you watch the Thayer Bobcat JV game, he could be dominating at the JV level. And a good six-yard run there.
Probably going to hear that name a lot.
Probably over the next 3 years, absolutely. Caden Combe up under center, quarterback. He's going to fake it on the inside. Bobcats running a little reverse here. All going to go back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Looks like number 33, Dalton Paulette, on the carry. And that play will go for no yards. It'll be fourth down here for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 88 checking into the ball game for Thayer. That'll be Nick Gorham, 5'8 sophomore. And looks like Thayer going to punt this ball away. Looks like Thayer's going to punt it. The punting team is headed on with 10:40 to go. This will be the first punt of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. Every possession Thayer's had tonight ended up in a touchdown. This will be their first punt of the ball game. Jace Haven, the All-State punter, is on the kick. 79, Alex Victorino getting onto the field. And Haven set to boot it away. Haytie with one man back deep to receive. Haven puts, oh, and he shanked it.
Missed it, yeah.
Yeah, Haven shanked it. It's picked up at the 20-yard line. Picked up at the 20 by Caruthersville, and the ball carrier just runs out of bounds at about the 40 on the other end. So I don't know why he didn't try to advance it further, but number three, that was Galladay, picked it up down there, took up off the side or took up the sideline, got it all the way down to the 40, and then just ran out of bounds. Oh, Caruthersville's got a first and 10, actually marked him out at the 44-yard line. And with 9:48 to go in the game, Caruthersville's got the ball back. Can they hang another touchdown on the Thayer Bobcat? Thayer with all subs out on the defense right now. Galladay, the backup quarterback, the sophomore, is on for Caruthersville. Again, playing a little quarterback here tonight and starting to get ready for next year. Looks like he'll be the guy tagged to be the quarterback. The other two quarterbacks they have listed on their roster. Well, one of them is a junior, the other one is a senior. Russell, who started tonight. First and 10, Caruthersville at the Bobcat 44-yard line. They've just been throwing it up in the air. They got a man going in motion now. They're going to hand it off. That is Tillman, number 10. Tillman gets to the 40. Oh, gets hit hard and down after a five-yard pickup. Number 17 for the Thayer Bobcats come up and laid a lick on him. That is Eric Seimer. I mean, Seimer came up and knocked Tillman off his feet. Mark Spencer was there also helping out on the tackle, but what a hit by Seimer. Second down and five. For Caruthersville at the Bobcat 39-yard line. You know the JV'd like nothing better than a stop.
Oh, yeah.
Get him a stop, especially after the JV offense gave up a touchdown a few moments ago on the fumble. Second down and five for Caruthersville. We're down under 8.5 minutes to go now in the game. Galladay again in shotgun, rolling to his left, pitches it over to Hamilton. Hamilton gets the first down. It's going to be dropped down at the 31-yard line. He got smacked hard. There, Bobcat JV coming out smoking it with the hits. That was number 33, knocked him out of bounds. Dalton Paulette. That'll be a first down on about a 8-yard pickup for number 7, Devontae Hamilton. So first down for Caruthersville with 8 minutes left on the game clock. Thayer Bobcats going to advance to the district championship game again. That'll be right here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night, folks. Clear your calendar right now. You want to come watch what will be a great game here for the district title. Either St. Vincent or Haytie will be in town, and they were locked up in a 22-21 game last we heard. Galladay Gets the snap off, pitches it again to Hamilton. Hamilton got some room to run. He's down to the 21 before he's taken down. And again, Thayer Bobcats number 17 on the tackle, Eric Seimer. And it'll be a pickup of about 9 yards on the play to the 21-yard line. Second and one with 7:16 to go. Thayer Bobcat JV players love playing on Friday night. And the Bobcats love getting them out there on Friday nights. Coach Billy Weber talked about that in the Coach's Corner report tonight. They like to get those JV kids out there, especially in the state tournament game. I mean, that experience is valuable going ahead and looking ahead years on down the road. Here's Galladay again on a, well, they actually gave him a first down on that play. So first and 10, he pitches it again, this time to Tillman. Tillman stops and gets brought down back for about a 5-yard gain. That was number 10, Tillman. Made a cardinal mistake as he stopped. That allowed Paulette to come up and make the tackle for Thayer. 6-yard pickup for Tillman. That'll be second down now and 4 yards to go. And we're down to 6.5 minutes to play. Can Caruthersville put an offensive touchdown on the board? They don't have an offensive touchdown tonight. Their first one was on a kickoff return. Second one on a fumble recovery by the defense. Thayer Bobcat JV defense trying to get them a stop here. Galladay on the second down and 4 in shotgun formation. Got a man right behind him. And again, they're running that option. They pitch it to Tillman. Tillman trying to get to the outside corner. Gets up to the 10-yard line. Breaks a tackle. Looking at the end zone. He's going to be brought down at the 1. Tillman on a 14-yard run down to the 1-yard line. It's going to be first and goal to go for the Caruthersville Tigers with 5:50 to go in the football game. Oh, Caruthersville looking for a third touchdown. They'll be the first team since the first game of the year to score 3 touchdowns in the game against the Thayer Bobcats.
That's pretty impressive.
It's an impressive season when you only give up, you know, one time all year you give up 3 touchdowns or more. And this might be the second time. And comes in the semifinal with a JV on the, and 2 of them against the JV, so the varsity
right.
Still
sure
has been there. Here's Galladay on a first and goal to go from the 1-yard line. Hands it off to Tillman, running right up the middle. Touchdown for Caruthersville. It comes with 5:17 to play in the ball game. That is Tillman, number 10, a young man who scored on the kickoff return.
Yes.
His second touchdown of the night comes from 1 yard out. And looks like Caruthersville going to go for 2 here on the extra point try. Getting to play in from the sideline. Galladay, number 2, number 3, a sophomore quarterback. And they'll line it up for 2. And there we go. And they hand it off up the middle. Tillman trying to get the 2-point conversion, and I don't think he's going to get there. No, he did not make it. So the Bobcats, with a good defensive stand on the extra point try, the 2-point conversion no good. And with 5 minutes to go in the game, it is 57-18. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over Caruthersville. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Well, 57-18 now our score. The Thayer Bobcats are leading the Caruthersville Tigers, and Caruthersville still not ready to kick it off. They're still in the huddle over on the far sideline. They do not play with a whole lot of get up and go.
No, they don't.
Between plays. Now, when you give them the football, they can go.
Yeah.
But in between plays, and now they're just walking out on the field.
And it's number 7, Hamilton, who showed quite a bit of speed. Every time he's touched the ball,
yeah,
last
yeah.
little bit. So,
yeah, well, along with Tillman and
right
and Cobb, I mean, they got some talent out there.
Yeah,
but just not putting it together. They met a better team here tonight in the Thayer Bobcats. 57-18 Thayer with the lead.
But you can see where some of the pieces were there, and to show why they were ranked early.
Yeah,
in the year.
Why they were ranked early. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And then number 4 seed in the district. So.
Right.
So here we go. They've got it teed up now. And we're down to 3 minutes to go. The turbo clock is running. And Cobb set to kick it off here. As soon as the officials signal ready to play, here we go. And it'll be a low kick, going to be kicked along the ground, going to be fielded by the Thayer Bobcats back at the 20-yard line. And that's Mikhail Cray. Mikhail's got some room to run. Oh. It's in a 40, to the 50, and going to be drugged down at the 40-yard line. Mikhail Cray picked that ball up at the 20 and takes it all the way down to the other 40-yard line on a huge kickoff return for the Thayer Bobcats. Wow, a lot of run for Kale McCray, or McCray, Mikhail Cray. I'll get it right. Mikhail Cray with a beautiful run back on the kick. And the Thayer Bobcats will have it first and 10 at the 46-yard line where they marked him out of bounds. So first down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Cray with a huge run. Mikhail Cray with a huge run for the Thayer Bobcats. Caden Combe back in there at quarterback here for the Bobcat JV. Down to 2 minutes to go. And probably about three offensive plays in this game is in the books. Thayer Bobcats will advance to another district championship game next Friday night here at Lewis Bosman Field. Bobcats line up a man wide to the far side. Split backs behind Caden Combe. I believe it's Cray and Spencer. First and 10. 4 seconds on the play clock. Combe takes the snap. Pitches it to Spencer. Spencer trying to get to the outside. Turns it up to the 45. And gets down to about the 41 before he's brought down. That's a 6-yard pickup on first down. Nice run for Mark Spencer, Bobcat freshman. Getting a chance to play a little Friday night football. And it takes it down to a minute 25 to go in the football game. Thayer will improve to 9-1. That lone blemish on the record, a loss to Hayti in the season opener. So this Bobcat team, winners of 9 in a row. And of those 9, none of them have been close.
No.
None of them have been close. Got the Bobcats on the second down and about 6. They pitch it to Mikhail Cray. Cray to the 40, cuts it up to the 35. Still on his feet, all the way down to about the 28-yard line. Actually going to mark him down to the 31, but that is about a 10-yard pickup for Mikhail Cray. Running over the left side. Mikhail, wearing number 37 for the Bobcats. I believe he is just a junior, so another player that will be looked upon to contribute next year for the Thayer Bobcats. Yeah, about 10 yards on the pickup, down to the 31-yard line. Down to 32 seconds to go. This looks like will be the final play of the game. But the JV, they'd like to break one here for a touchdown. Cray in the backfield with Spencer. Double tight set. Wide receiver on the far side, Combe. Oh, fumbles the snap, now picks it up and just runs with it. He's brought down immediately. And that'll do it. This one's in the books, folks. It is 57-18. The Thayer Bobcats have defeated the Caruthersville Tigers, and the Thayer Bobcats will advance to the district championship in Class 1, District 1. They'll play next Friday night right here at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman postgame report in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PizzaInn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back after the ballgame, getting your final score, 57-18. Thayer Bobcats have won here in the district semifinal matchup. They'll move on to the district championship next Friday night right here at Lewis Bosman Field. Let's review the scoring in the first half. Thayer, first team to score, with 6:54 to go in the first quarter, was Jace Haven to a wide-open Jesse White for a 7-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good. That made it 7-0. But the ensuing kickoff was returned by Caruthersville for a touchdown. Tillman, an 80-yard touchdown run. That made it 7-6 as the two-point try on the extra point was no good. Thayer Bobcats came right back, though. They got on the shoulders of Jordan Madden. He moved it right down the field and scored on a 29-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Thayer was off to the races as they led at that point 14-6. Scored again with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. It was Jace Haven, 7-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Madden, and it made it 21-6. And with 43 seconds left, Jace Haven goes on a 23-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. It was 27-6. Extra point actually was blocked. In the second quarter, Thayer Bobcats scored two more touchdowns. Jace Haven, a 1-yard quarterback sneak, two-point conversion was good. And Thayer led at 35-6 at that point. Scored another touchdown with 6:56 to go in the second quarter. It was Jace Haven, a 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point good again, 42-6 at halftime. And the Bobcats got another touchdown early in the third quarter. It was Lane Grimes on a 5-yard touchdown run. And he caught a pass for the two-point conversion on the busted play. Thayer Bobcats led 50-6. Bobcats weren't done. Jace Haven scooped up a fumble and went 20 yards for a touchdown. That made it 57-6. Cobb did break loose for a touchdown for Caruthersville with 47 seconds left in the third quarter against the Bobcat JV. Made it 57-12. And then Tillman, a 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point, no good. Finished it up 57-18. Again, that was against the Bobcat JV. So the varsity only gave up the 6 points tonight. And I think okay, he'll be here. We'll catch him later.
All right.
Trying to get to Coach Billy Weber's attention here to come up and say a few words. But again, Thayer wins at 57-18. And again, you know, basically, if you go varsity, it was a 57-18 ball game here tonight. So
right,
great effort by these Thayer Bobcats. I know offensively they put some big numbers up. 401 total yards of offense. Bobcats ended up with 41 rushes for 360 yards. Haven with 4 for 5 throwing the football for 21 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 two-point conversions. So pretty good nights all the way around for the Thayer Bobcat offense. And again, for Caruthersville, 94 total yards of offense tonight. They were 5 out of 17 passing for 75 and 19 rushes for 19 yards. And in the first half, they were in negative yards. So
right,
most of those yards
right,
came against the Bobcat JV defense. So a dominating performance here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, they win at 57-18. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Thayer Bobcat postgame report. Hopefully we get Coach Billy Weber up here in just a couple minutes and find out his take on the ball game tonight. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me.
There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Another dominating performance tonight by these Thayer Bobcats. They have won their ninth consecutive game, and they advance into the district championship next Friday night as they beat Caruthersville tonight 57-18. Coach Billy Weber is making his way up to the booth, and we'll get a few words with Coach Weber here. Well, say thanks again to some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters tonight, including Thayer Dental Care. Now, Thayer Bobcats scoring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 touchdowns tonight. That means $400 to the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from Thayer Dental Care. We appreciate Dr. Patel and his staff for doing that for us every Friday night. And come February, when we get ready for the Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, woo, it's going to be a big, big check by Dr. Patel and his staff over at Thayer Dental Clinic. We appreciate that. Also helping to bring you the ball game tonight, of course, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the REMAX Real Estate Exchange. They also help to bring you the live video feed tonight over on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Southern Bank, and they help bring you the video as well. Of course, Oregon County Cars, Simmons Bank and Mammoth Spring, and Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home in West Plains also helping to bring you the game tonight. We're joined now by Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats, who have now won 9 in a row. And Coach, I know you were a little bit concerned with this one going into tonight because of the speed, the sheer speed of Caruthersville, and that showed on the kickoff return. And, of course, you did the right thing and didn't kick it deep anymore after that. But this is a really good performance by your football team again.
No, for sure. You know, defensively, I thought our guys really played well. And then, you know, offensively, I thought our offensive line did a tremendous job. Yeah. And we had to get into a few different sets to be effective running the football. But after making a few adjustments there with formations and couple of things up front, they really played well, and then our guys did a great job toting it.
Yeah, I know when we talked in the pregame show, you said, you know, you really didn't want to have to throw the ball a whole lot tonight. You wanted to get behind your pads and just run the ball. Well, you ran it tonight for, 360 yards, and that's a pretty good night by any stretch of the imagination, especially when you only had the varsity on the field for one series in the second half.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we were glad it did go fast in that second half, but boy, it seemed like the first quarter lasted forever. And
it did.
It did, yes. But like I say, offensively, up front, I was really pleased with our guys, with their effort and their communication, and then, you know, just getting after people there in the box, and then with our guys running to daylight and making cuts and taking care of the football.
And the same way over on the other side, your defensive line was able to put pressure on their quarterback all night long. And then your pass cover guys, I mean, they just covered them up all night. Chris Cray with a pair of interceptions. you know, you could have had a couple of more on a couple of different occasions. But and even some beautiful plays just knocking balls down. It's a really good effort.
Yes, it sure was, you know. And it, hopefully, you know, it's a tune-up for end of the championship here of the district because, you know, either team's going to throw it quite a bit, you know, and be a lot like what we just faced.
You know, and I know Mike, back in the sports desk, I know he's been monitoring over there. Last we heard, Hayti was winning 22-21. Is that still the case?
Well, last report we got fourth quarter was Hayti 36-28.
All right, 36-28 ball game. So a good ball game going on over there at St. Vincent. So, you know, as you look ahead to that one, you call tonight a tune-up for that. I'm assuming that, you know, defensively we're going to have to play the same kind of game we played tonight. Pressure on the quarterback and cover the receivers.
Oh, for sure. You know, and that's the thing. You know, and with their numbers, they're going to have a few more numbers. And, you know, when we – if it ends up being Hayti, you know, it their offensive line is pretty solid. Their guys are pretty big, pretty solid, do a good job. So we'll have our hands full, of course, but it's a district championship, and that's what you expect.
Absolutely. Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats, 9 in a row, Coach, and, you know, this team been through, you know, the COVID thing with some players having to sit out and miss, and to win 9 in a row with the schedule that you play, that's pretty gratifying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and you got to just give these guys a lot of credit. You know, they've hung in there, and as you said, we've had guys miss here and there and miss games, and, you know, we think we did struggle there, you know, about 3 weeks ago to be playing our best football, and there at the end of the conference play, maybe we were, maybe we weren't, but I think we got back on that track tonight.
Well, and really, and about the time that Jace came back, and it's not a knock on Jace, but everybody was used to Landry, and the offense was kind of clicking there along, and then, you know, Jace coming in having not played all year, as good as he is, there was still a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, I think you're right there as well, sure. You know, and that's the thing, but I think, just overall, I think our defense hit a little bit of a lull. And, you know, we gave up some yardage, gave up some plays, still played tremendously well. But I think the intensity that we played, say, the first 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, I think that intensity is back.
Yeah, I think so. 57-18. And, again, and when you go varsity to varsity, the team only gave up one touchdown tonight. And nobody else has put more than one touchdown against your defense. And you talk about not playing well. It's still been pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's been a tremendous football team. You know, that's like I said, you've got to give them a pat on the back, all kinds of credit. You know, and that's what I told them afterwards, though. I said, we've got to stay hungry, got to stay focused, and got to keep this intensity.
Yeah, well, district championships are getting kind of be old hat, so, you know, you got to stay hungry, and now you want to get past that first game in the state playoffs. I know we're looking down the road, but that's got to be the incentive for this football team. We got to go further than we've gone the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah, and we don't want to just knock on the door. I mean, you know, and I think these guys understand that, but it takes a lot of focus, and, you know, that's the thing. The season gets to be such a grind, and you know, we've just got to continue to keep that passion and keep that hunger and keep playing.
And keep having fun, and maybe we need some more rain till they can get out there and go play in the mud again.
Yeah, you know, we had a good practice that week when it was so wet. This week we had good practices, you know, and I've stressed that to them, that it's going to take that intensity at practice to have the intensity on Friday.
Yeah, well, they seem to be catching on, and I think this bunch has got they've got the ultimate goal in mind, and they seem to be playing that way. Coach, we appreciate you coming up, and we'll see you next Friday night.
Okay, Mike, thanks for having me. Thanks.
All right, there you go, Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats, who are now 9-1, winners of 9 in a row. They win it here tonight 57-18. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And, of course, you're listening to the Shelter Insurance Thayer Bobcat post-game report. We'll be back right after this.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Flag is down.
Another flag comes in.
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And it is time for us to name the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game, and we're going to go tonight with the Thayer Bobcat pass defense. I thought that was really a difference in this ball game. And Statman Mike, when you take along the fact that they defended the deep pass extremely well, two interceptions by Chris Cray, the other defensive backs knocking passes down.
Sure.
Because there were some plays there where Caruthersville, if it not been for a hand in the way or a hit that knocked the ball loose or an interception,
right.
that, those would have been plays for touchdowns. So I'm going to go with the Bobcat secondary. And a little honorable mention in there to the pass rush, because they did get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So that's the way we're going to go with the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. All right, folks, next Friday night, Thayer Bobcats will host the district championship game here at Lewis Bosman Field, and we hope that you will come out and watch. And again, if you watch the game tonight on the live stream, we appreciate you doing that. We appreciate Alex and Kylie O'Neill over at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange for making that happen, and the Southern Bank in Thayer. Bobcat football tonight brought to you by Cruise Livestock, LLC in Thayer. State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedics in West Plains, Southern Bank in Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance and Directman in West Plains, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2, FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Thayer Dental Care. Again, $400 tonight. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars, the Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, and Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. For Mike Robertson back in the studio, for Statman Mike, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcats, edition of the Ecom Sports Network.